Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone. Let me start the show off right away. I see a lot of guys up here on the phone waiting right now to get on because I see a lot of dictating how it's going along, how people try to tell you how to run your program, how to tell you what you got to give and what you shouldn't give. And I don't think, honestly, tell you the truth, and people jump on the bandwagon because somebody's popular. So, oh, yeah, he right, you should be doing that. To me, I don't see it right at all. If I don't feel like I can do what I can do, I can win, I'm not going to have someone else push me into it. And if you're talking about negotiating a race and you ain't got nothing to do with that crew, then you should let the two parties decide. That's on my behalf. That's what I think. The two parties, and let them agree with. The problem is a lot of other guys that got nothing to do with the race come in there and they get into the third-party situation, basically, and said, well, you really got this and you really got that, instead of letting the race happen. So let's just say you're basically blocking. That's just all to it. Let's be you're blocking the race, trying to make sure you're with the other guy. You don't want to see this guy. Maybe you don't like the guy. You hate him, whatever you want to say it. Dislike the person, so you're going to tell everything to make him screw his program up. So if he's winning, you know what I mean, and everybody wants to turn around and, well, certain people just don't like certain people. Let's just be real. And like they said, when they're on top, I hate to say it, like you ask anybody, they say it's lonely on the top. A lot of guys say that all the time now. They can't get racist. Why? Because you'll get that third party that come in. No, he beat such and such, and or he's this here fast. I know he's this fast. And it's basically his race by blocking, and they be dictating your race, and like you should be given that. Listen, if the man turns around and he says okay. It's nothing like he twisted his arm or nothing. And it's a race, it's a race. Everybody gonna have to find out for their own. But a neutral guy, everybody should be neutral. If you're not with any one of the parties, that's how I feel. Now, if anybody want to correct me on that, they can correct me. You know, some guys are just getting into involved too much, want to be heard, want to be seen. Oh, I'm going to bet, you know, on this hit card because he's going to whip the heck out of him. He beat such and such. You're stopping the race. That's all you're doing. You're a race stopper. And you see a lot of that on Facebook. I hate to say it, but it's a lot out there. So let's be real about let's get a couple people. I'm going to ask a couple of that people to get on here and give me their honest opinion, what they think, because I really think they're getting a little too carried away with this here right now. And yeah, you're right about that one, Tricky Ricky, too. Yes, sir. Yeah, I know a lot of people don't want you to say certain things, but, you know, truth be told, sometimes it needs to be told. So I'm just going to let me open up this here mic right here. Let me make sure I got my co-host here. 571-4080, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe? What's going on, everybody?
What's going on, Fat Albert?
Oh, nothing much, man, nothing much. Just taking it easy here, listening to all the back and forth with all the races and, you know, North versus South. We gonna sell it, so we gonna see who's going out there in the ring.
We can't let a few things out right now because me and Fat Albert know a couple of those races that supposed to go off, and the reason why they don't want the other person knowing that they got this one locked in. Well, they got one locked in. They want to make sure they don't want to scare the guy off, so they're locking another one. So we'll wait until a little bit to let disclose a few of the races and some more of them. Because basically, like I just said, the same way you got guys going back and say, wow, he's racing such and such, and they screw up the race. So they're actually trying to lock in another race. Somebody else is. We got a couple guys. And we got some big tie action going on. Quite a bit of big tie action. When I say big ties, I couldn't believe it, you know. And yeah, that's my phone. And big ties. Avon, tell me how you're doing. So, Okay. So that's what's going on right now. Let me open up a couple more mics. But Fat Albert, you got anything that you want to say before I open up these mics?
No, not right now. Just like you just said, and we got some races that's brewing, y'all. Some real good races too, big tires. And but like I said, we just gonna hold off just until we know for sure, because we don't want nobody to say that we just putting on fake races. So once we get everything finalized, we'll let y'all know. But we do got some big tire races that's brewing up. It will be at North versus South. So just be patient with us. Y'all will know, but we got some big tires that's going to really go at it.
Yeah, and some good money, too. What do you say, a whole lot of cookies?
Good money, too, yeah. A whole lot of cookies.
So I've got to make sure I open up a couple of these. And I know a couple guys that just now got their cars back together. What we got right now, I know, you know, the parts-wise, like I know a lot of guys been waiting for their parts and finally getting them in. I actually talked to Thunder Goat the other day, and, he's just about ready himself. He was waiting and waiting, and that's the only reason why you ain't seen him, because basically, you know, it's hard to get anything right now. Anybody knows that if you got some parts, you make sure you keep them to the side for spares, because Lord knows it. You'll be waiting 12 weeks just to get a set of pistons. So let me open up the first mic here. Let me make sure I open up this mic. 862-3221, your mic is open.
Good evening, folks. How y'all making out tonight?
All right. How you doing, Tori?
I'm all right, bro. For a minute, I thought the phone cut off. But it's a lot of action going on now, so we'll see. A lot of big tire cars, that's what a lot of people have been waiting for.
Joe, you still on?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, like, what the heck?
I don't know if he fell off or... Oh, something wrong with Joe Line. Okay. But y'all still have me and Troy, right?
You'll probably see them respond to you. Okay.
Yeah, he said he's good.
Oh, shoot. Can you guys hear me now?
So, Joe, what's going on? Oh, there you go.
What the hell, Joe?
Yeah, I don't know what the heck was up.
Yeah, we
this
got
thing
you.
Was out circling and everything. I'm like, what the heck is going on with this thing? Yeah, something wrong with my... Okay. I was like, what the hell? But, yeah, no, all in all, everything looked like it's going to come together. But, you know, it's gonna be really interesting, you know. So far, everybody talking.
Yeah.
So, I know, like we said, Stone Cold is back, so everybody been talking about him. So let's see. Y'all been calling the man out. So Stone Cold. He's trying to come back. Right, am I right, Fat Albert?
Yes, sir. My partner said he bringing it. He's gonna shut all them naysayers. That's the word I'm looking for. Naysayers. And we're gonna start off with Peanut.
You shut him down first. Mm. Okay.
We'll shut him down first.
All right. I just want to make sure because you know, Peanut said you know he. He just knocked off J.C. Richardson, so, you know, he hot. He hot now.
Yeah, he did.
He hot, so he didn't. Everybody thought he wasn't going to race, but
I'm
he went
really
on out
thinking
there.
About betting. Yeah.
Huh?
I'm really thinking about betting on the gap.
Come on now.
I'm thinking about betting on the gap.
Oh, man. You know
Fat Albert feeling real good.
You talking about betting on the gap.
I'm thinking about betting on the gap.
Come on, now. You can't do that.
Run out of here.
Peanut, hear that? Peanut going to bet everything, and I think 50 with him, too, so you better be careful. They going to bet you.
No.
Sure enough,
oh,
that
please.
Bet.
I'm glad you're telling me.
Hold on. I got to open up this mic because everybody hitting me up. I mean, there's a lot of mics. I got to make sure I open them up. 5-6-3-5-8-0.
Thank you, sir. Hey, thank you, sir. I ain't been on this show and God knows when, but I'm here. And Fat Albert, I take that bet on the gap. I take that bet.
Who was that? I didn't even know who said.
There's 50 grand, my man.
Who that talking?
50 grand?
You just make sure you come see me then, Mouth. You make sure you
All
come
right.
see
how
me then, 50.
How much we betting? I want it on the show. How much we betting? I want to know.
How much you want to bet on? You want to bet 100?
And there's a bet. There's a lock right now. I don't want to wait till I see you. There's
a
lock right now.
It's a lock. I'm betting on the gap. Stone Cold going to gap that man.
Especially he don't. Cold Stone might not even run him. Come on now. What's wrong with you?
It won't be because of us.
Well, it damn sure ain't going to be because of us. I got to jump in there and drive the car my gap damn self. We racing.
Like I say, I ain't taking nothing from this JC win. Congratulations on that and everything. But it's a whole different car here, Bubba.
Yeah, we ain't worried about that. We were scared. If we were scared, we'd be walking with dogs. We ain't scared. Scared about us, boy.
Okay.
You should have never turned me loose. Big for the car, 50.
And if you get in the car, remember, 50 just said he said he might get in the car. If he get in the car, we might give him the break. Shit.
I tell you what. I tell you what I do. You get in, I get in. How about that? Since you're talking.
Knew that was coming.
You knew it was coming. I'm not
the one that said you.
I can
you the one that said you get in the car.
Did you hear what I said?
You the one that said
anything.
You was going
to
get in the car.
I said a settle lips or
anything. Okay.
Listen to me, Fat Albert. All you got to do is listen. Don't do too much talking. A settle lips or
anything. Hey, Fit. You need to tell your lips to be quiet. We're going to get you in trouble.
Well, guess what? Guess what? How do you say it? I'm back quiet. I'm back quiet. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. Getting better each day here. And get myself together, man. Get back to work. I'm more excited about North versus South. I might tell the doctors, hey, don't release me till after North versus South.
God damn it. That's going to make you feel good when you get this. Make sure you tell them that.
we
always praying for you, Fat Albert. We always praying for you.
Buddy.
We always praying for you. Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
I'm going on the quiet side.
All right. Joe, open up another mic. You said you got a lot of them open. Oh, don't tell me he's going again.
He fooled.
Joe.
I'm here. Hold on, you guys. Hold on. Let me make sure I open up the mic. Nah. What happened is I'm going back and forth for wife right now because they're trying to plan a funeral coming up. Wife's uncle, so he's getting ready to pass. All right, well, they just left, so they're leaving now, so we good. Let me make sure I open up this other mic right quick.
What is that?
855-695. Your mic is open.
What's going on, guys? Good evening. Hope everyone's doing
well.
What's going on?
Nothing. Just getting out of work. Long day.
What do you think about this people dictating your race, trying to make you do something that you, or telling stuff? What do you think about that?
I think people should, worry about their own races and, I know what people trying to put batteries on other people's backs and
look, I got no problem. I got no problem with people putting a battery in somebody else's back. The problem I got with somebody if they turn around and say, "Nah, you ain't supposed to run that way. You should be giving him something, or you should be doing this." That's what I got a problem with, and they got nothing to do with somebody else's car.
Yeah, so that's basically what race stopping, right? That's what you guys call it. Race stopping.
But you got a lot of guys, oh man, he shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be how many ones you seen in the last 2 weeks that somebody done started something like that? That said something like that.
I've seen it. I've heard it on being in the staging lanes and stuff. I hear people talking, "Oh man, that guy's gonna kill you. He's fast." I hear stuff like that. So I know it's been said,
Wow.
I know people say it.
When you start doing social media, it spreads further. And I think a lot of guys need to stop because that's what you call, at the best of race stopping there. Not everybody knows guy or knows that guy. How many people know Concrete Cowboy? How many people, down south? But you get a guy on social media going to tell him, "Oh, that guy just told him, don't run him." And now this blow your racist going trying to run somebody. You might not even know, but that's how it goes. Sometimes, and I hate to say it, but half of the guys that's over there on the sideline even got a car. They critics. That's what I call them, critics. They know everything. So until we stop calling them out on that bull crap, we ain't going to never stop nothing. We're going to start slowing up racing again. Right now, everybody got their stuff and it's fresh, and nobody knows how fast this one's going, that one's going. And right now we're getting races go off. That's why you're seeing more races this year, because everybody's, coming out different. So when you start seeing that, that's totally different. But when you start seeing this, now people starting to know, instead of keeping their mouth shut and let things happen, if you ain't got nothing to do with the race, on my behalf, this is what I say, you got to keep your mouth shut. Bet where you want to bet. If you don't like the person, guess what? You ain't got to tell his business. But I hate to say it, we got guys out there telling it, going out just because they're hating. So that being said, I don't seen it and I don't heard it. And it happened to me too, so I already know the deal. So, and it was told to me straight out. They told me not to run and whatever. Hey, whatever. You ain't got to. Ain't no big deal. But once you're locked in, you're locked in. That's how I look at it. You just give up the deposit. So, but that's why some of the guys, a lot of guys don't like it. And I'm going to tell you right now, Fat Albert can contest to this. A lot of guys will not lock in on a radio show or won't lock on Facebook. They'll be behind closed doors, and like Fat Albert gets both of them together, or whatever, they call me, I call Fat Albert, and they get on the phone, and they discuss their own race out. Let them bargain whatever they want to do, how they do it. It's better off, because I hate to say it, sometimes, you know, guys that jump in the middle want to say something and stop it. So I understand what they're going through. So we got to move it on. I mean, you guys are going to be ready. You guys are going to be ready back coming up soon too, right? Concrete Cowboys?
Yeah. We're coming out either way. If it, you know, like I said, this part crap kind of sucks, but you know, it's for us. It's going to be the last race, and might as well. You know, I told OG Bobby last week. You know, I'll run him, and you know, I'll try to run someone if you know. If the car, you know, I'm going to have fun with it, you know. It's the last race for us that, you know, this season, and hopefully by next season we'll be ready to go. But 100%. But definitely going to run north versus south, you know. So,
okay.
You know, I definitely want to race OG Bobby, give him, you know, a race, and maybe there's two other guys that I want to race for that event. We'll see what happens. You know,
okay, so you talked to OG already?
No, I haven't. I've been working. Let me tell you, I was Delaware back and forth, you know, like I just got off of work now. But if he's listening, you know, Ghetto Cowboy, you know, I would like to race him because, you know, he hasn't raced his car this year and he's been having all this bad luck. So, you know, I met him at Island Raceway. Him and Tori came up to me and, you know, I would like to race him. Why not, you know? Win, lose, I don't care. Unless we go down the track and have fun, you know? Basically.
Yeah,
put a little skin in the game, and that's it. You know?
All right.
So, yeah.
That sounds good. Okay. I'm quite sure he'll be coming. Probably, he probably heard it. You know, I know he's probably working too, so as soon as he get on, he'll probably call you and talk to you and see what y'all can do. Maybe exchange numbers or... whatever you want to do, if you want to do it online, whatever you want. But
No, we'll definitely do it. You know, if he's definitely going, you know, we'll definitely do something.
Okay. What are you doing?
Well, that's the whole thing. I have to see. Probably do a motor pass. If not, try to do a nitrous pass and see what happens. You know, last time we were at North versus South, we did the nitrous pass, first time out with the nitrous. You saw what happened. Went up in the bumper, came down hard. You still haven't figured it out. You know, we haven't had the car out. Then we tried to go motor. Things were working right. Found out there were more problems, more issues. Then we were just waiting on parts. So now I haven't even tested the car out or anything. So it's been at the mechanics. You know?
Okay.
So,
maybe. Never know. Bobby might go in there and jump in the car itself and run your motor to motor. You know,
have a little fun. That's it.
Matter of fact,
I mean,
Fat Albert.
All that money.
Yeah, Fat Albert is actually holding some money in for him, so he didn't have to turn around, keep sending it back and forth. So, whatever it is,
uh-huh.
I'm sure I'll get together. You ain't here, and I gotta send it because all you gotta do is say okay, it's okay, and that's it. You know, if he didn't want to keep sending it forth, Fat Albert, did you get to check in like I told you about that Cash App situation? Hey, Fat Albert.
No, wait a minute.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
No, I was just saying, you know, you got to be careful with all that money going to the Cash App because at the end of the year, that $10.99.
Oh, yeah.
So
I'm already surpassed you.
Okay, so I'll just let you know because honestly, tell you the truth, I'm not the one. I really ain't holding no money like that no more. Because I'm gonna kid you not. I just think you're paying taxes. Okay, say, for example, Fat Albert turns around to pay tax on. Who's helping him for that tax bill? You know?
Exactly.
I mean, he did the right thing. Somebody, you know, and I don't mean no harm, but I know a lot of people say, well, a deposit man shouldn't get paid. But nowadays, if you're going through Cash App, somebody got to give him something because he going to have to pay that bill. He going to pay that tax
bill. I think whoever, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, I think it would be nice if the two races that's betting and sending money should both give, you know, say, Fat Albert, whatever, and that would help him out, you know, give him a little extra for himself.
You know,
so he could pay
I'm
these
not
going
to lie to you. That's why when those guys jumped on the thing and talking about we're going to send that five and piece, 5,000, no, you ain't going to send me five.
Yeah.
You're going to send me half me.
It'd be no five.
You're going to send me, you can hang that up. Leave that alone. So basically, that's why I'm just saying a lot of things that everybody, you know, if you can't wait to the track or whatever, you want to hold the money, you know, like they say, anything over $600, you're going to pay taxes on it. So just remember that. Anything. I don't care what nobody say. Anything over $600. So get ready. That's why I'm just letting you know. So just find out what the tax thing is because I'm going to give you another one, Fab, but just to make sure you know, even though maybe you know already, but just like me, when I hit that stuff at Jake 58, I paid taxes after Jake 58.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the year, that was called earned income. So now you got to turn around and put that as your income. Now you get taxed again.
Mm-hmm.
So say, for example, you made $125,000, and guess what? Your thing had over $20,000 into that big one thing. Guess what? That's $20,000 income for you. For you. So you're going to be paying $20,000 on $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just letting you know, you know, don't fool yourself about that. Just make sure you find out ahead of time. And like they did, if you listen to it on the radio, you know, they just hired a whole bunch of more people for IRS, trying to get everybody down, trying to catch these people. So be careful with that. That's why I don't mess around no more. I'd rather... If you want to come to the track and hold it, or you see me, I'm going to do something like that. But that Cash App junk, not right now. I ain't touching it. Leaving that one alone. But let me make sure I open up all these mics because I know everybody's up there waiting. Let me see. 201-9355, your mic is open.
Yo, how's it going? How's everybody?
What's going on? How you doing, Cliffy?
What's up, Cliff?
Hey, listen. Yo, you know what? I was meaning to ask you a question. you know how when your show, you know, you hear that lady, like, when the show ends, and she'd be like, "Blog, this is Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye." You know that voice, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way you could set your show up where you get that same voice where it say, "This is Blog Talk Radio. Please stop bullshitting." So you can get to this.
Damn,
you can get to say a few things like, "This is Blog Talk Radio lying." You know, all this.
Okay.
Kind of
okay, come on with it, Cliffy. Which one you want to say?
No, Joe, it ain't intended for nobody.
But if you had to, I'm gonna play devil's advocate. If you had to say that, who would you have to put that on there about the bullshitting?
Wait a minute. Uh-oh. If I had to say it,
if you had to put that phrase and say, "This is Blog Talk Radio, please stop the bullshitting," who would you put that on?
Oh man, I need to start him. I can't answer that.
well, put it this way. Wait. Cliffy, when somebody seems like they talking some bullshit, I want you to go ahead. You be the one. You go and say that, okay?
Nah, Joe, you know I can't right. sign up for that. As much as I would like right. to, but you do need a. This is a Blog Talk. Stop lying. Bullshit. And, You need that lady to say that. You need
okay.
to inquire about this.
Well, you're gonna be in the background. You hear something, you make sure you call it. Okay. I want you to definitely call it.
I do my best, but I can't. No guarantees. All right. But I was just wondering. I wanted to ask that a long time ago.
Okay. And you know, and let you guys know. The radio show does close at 8:30. It does end at 8:30, but for some reason, we didn't get caught. So I don't know why. But it's been going over and over. And I ain't gonna lie. I've been seeing sometimes. I'm like, God, dog. I put the phone down to be 11:30, 11 o'clock. It might be 10 o'clock. It depends. It just cut right out.
One night, though, we stayed on till almost 1 o'clock in the morning.
I could not believe it.
What was that?
I got a text from they want to know.
Say?
Wait a minute. Let me read the text, Ghetto Cowboy. Hold on. I'm going to read the text. He said, ask Cowboy how
verbatim.
You set up and what kind of car.
Verbatim.
Who's that? They want to know how you set up and what car you got.
Who's they?
I didn't even look at the name. Silverhawk.
Silverhawk.
Oh.
Oh, that's Bobby Spartan. That's Bobby Spartan.
Radio. Please stop bullshitting.
Oh, damn.
Oh, shit. Cliff, put a little bit on. Get on here and get on your ass, Cliff. Don't get on your ass, Cliff.
Silverhawk,
hit the button, Silverhawk. Silverhawk, hit the
button.
Hold on, let me see this Silverhawk right now. I'm on board. The old nine, you're taking
the book on. Ride the shit out of Cliff.
I'm going on mute. I got
to cry. No, Cliff, you don't hit. Oh no! Oh, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't gave Silverhawk the very first. Thank you for using Blog Talk. Stop bullshitting. You don't. Man. Silverhawk, get on here and say something.
Can't talk shit and back up.
Oh. 914-8909.
Nobody don't want to fight.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Not much. What's going on, Peanut?
I'm good.
Yep.
Oh shoot! I guess 50 months of calls you.
You know how we do. We look out for each other.
They talking about they gonna gab you.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah. Hey, we never really figured out everything. So I actually got your name from Swizz that called you on the back line, trying to get you before the show, but. You know, we just go ahead. I just wanted to make sure because I know we put up 1,000, right?
Yeah.
So
no.
One on three. Yeah,
so
one on three.
Up, so one on what?
1,000 on 3,000.
One on three?
You said you want to run for 1,000.
Okay.
1,000 on
3,000.
Right. I said, okay, that's cool.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, now you good with me.
We can grow. If we needed to, we can grow, though, right?
Yeah, it's up to you. Pino, whatever you want, whatever you bring, it be covered.
All right, that's what I want to hear.
Damn.
All right, so we just
yes,
wait,
sir.
Like I
yes,
said,
sir.
the week before so we can get the 10-day weather. Or I don't know what the program is. I guess, Joe, you know what the program is. So we'll pick the time. So we sit in, we get in where we sit in at. But,
listen,
you know, later,
I will make the time for a grudge. The grudge is priority.
Me and Joe going to have all that together because I'd be up there at the start line running. So, trust me, you ain't got to worry about all that. That's the least of your worries. So
okay.
We'll put a time on it. Oh, Pina, don't worry. We'll have a piece.
Oh,
you're going to get this
before
angle.
We'll put a time on it.
Yes, sir. Don't you worry about it. You're going to get that ass whooping.
Damn.
Nothing
about that.
Take it easy, fat Albert. You're going to get it. Hey, look. And 50 grand. And 50 grand done made it worse. But you going to get it.
Take it easy.
Okay.
Dog that bark like that usually don't bite.
Hey, Joe,
you worry about you.
Uh-huh.
But listen here. Peanut, listen. All jokes aside, me and you cool. You good dude. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to race no matter what, win or lose. We still going to, it'll be nothing but good time.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be. I hope so, anyway.
Yes, sir. That's where it's going to be. That's right. That's
what
where
it's
going
to
be. But, yes, sir. And I'll take care of 50. I'm going to take care of him on the side.
Hey.
I'm going to take care of his mouth.
Hey, Fat Albert, after I win you $100, I'm going to bring you a fucking hamburger on me with onions on it.
That'd be fine.
Damn.
If you see a 609-6182, open his mic up.
I'm on.
I bet he wanna say
on.
Something to Cliff.
Yeah.
Hey,
uh-oh,
Cliffy.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Cliffy. I knew you were gonna be the first one to say that about me.
No,
I
didn't say that. No,
yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did, Cliffy.
Then tell us what I said about you.
Hey, Cliffy. What can we do?
With what?
Your car, my car.
Listen, I'll race you right after you race Fred. Y'all locked. I'll race you right after you race Fred.
No, I want to race you first.
This is Block Talk Radio. Please stop bullshitting.
Okay. You know what, 50 digits, though. And you know what, I take some of that, too. I'm going to say Red Rock. So I don't get that again. Red Rock, Silver Hulk, you won. I don't want to race you first. Mm. I don't even want to race you second. I don't even want to race you at all.
But why is my name always in your mouth?
I can guarantee you. Your name didn't come out my mouth on this show. Now, you want to bet?
But why you always got to comment about me then?
I didn't even comment about you. Do you want to bet?
Bet what? You ain't going to bet nothing.
No, I bet you something. I did not mention your name. I didn't mention your car.
When they say Silverheart, you said they go to bullshit right there. Ain't that what you just said?
No, it isn't.
Well, regardless to what, it was negative, okay? It was negative. Didn't you just say some negative shit about Silver Hawk?
I didn't want to say negative shit. If that bothers you,
No. Just answer the question. Yeah, but see, the thing is, you don't want
to
do nothing with me, so... No, wait.
The thing is, Silver Hawk, is you don't want to raise nobody but me. That's what the thing is, all right?
Brother. I'm not fucking with you. You keep bringing me up.
I didn't bring you up today.
You brought me up a couple weeks ago. You brought me up a couple weeks ago.
For what? No, I didn't.
You got a big block, right?
I ain't got nothing, and I don't bring your name up. Listen, I don't talk about things that don't happen. So there's no need to bring your name up.
You don't even know me like that, okay?
You're right.
All right then.
That's why I don't bring you up, Silver Hawk. You are nobody for me to bring up. You are okay. Where are we going with this?
Back to racing, guys.
Right.
Cowboy.
I told him.
All right, it's Douglas.
Yes, sir.
Cowboy.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank
yeah.
You. Thank you.
All right.
How you doing?
How you coming,
Silver Hawk?
Hey, how you doing? How you coming?
I'm coming with a Thunderbird. You seen the car?
What color your Thunderbird?
You know, it's white. There's only two white Thunderbirds that comes around. Drew's Thunderbird and a cowboy Thunderbird.
You got the white.
You know
what? You got a white Thunderbird with a black hood.
That's it. Yep.
Oh, okay. Bobby might entertain you. Y'all can talk on the back line.
Okay, what car you have? I don't know. You know, I don't know who you are, so I'm not trying to be funny. All right. So you're OG Bobby's boy. So what? You're talking about OG Bobby's car, correct?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, we could do something. I said it on the show last week, but you guys were,
We're all hot, but yeah, we'll do something. I want to do something small.
You just call Bobby on the back line, saying, you know, y'all can work that out. That's all.
Yeah, definitely, you definitely. You guys are definitely coming north versus south. I mean, we're the north, you know. We live right here. But, you know, I definitely want to raise Bobby because, you know, he didn't get no races this year. And, I want to run him and, you know, whatever, win, lose, we'll do it.
All right. That's fair enough.
All right, that's fair enough.
Make sure I open up these. I got some more mics open up. Let me make sure I open up these mics. 347-5810, your mic is open. 347-5810, your mic is open.
Hi, fellas. How you doing, fellas? How's everything, fellas?
What's up, Sam?
What's going on, Sammy?
Everybody knows it's me, so I can't sneak in there?
You can't sneak in here with your white sauce.
Oh shit! I got a Mustang with Hoosier, with Mickey Thompson in the back.
What do you say?
I said I got a Mustang with Mickey Thompson's in the back and Hoosiers in the front.
Scott.
The number's 1FECA986 something something something.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get some action? In North versus
South?
No,
sir. No, sir.
Okay. It's licensed. It's got license plates. It's insured. It's registered. It's inspected.
Do it got 18 wheels on it?
If you want me to put 18 wheels in there, I'll put 18 wheels in there. It's not a problem.
Okay. You got 18 wheels. I'll run it.
All right. You got it. I got 18
All
wheels.
Right. All right. But you got to have a trailer on the back of it now.
No, I'll put over 18 wheels, you know.
You got to have a trailer on the back of it.
Wait, no. You said I just have to have 18 wheels, so I have to
Yeah,
grab
you
a
said you had to have
foot.
18 wheels.
That's good. I have 18 wheels.
You might put all 18, of that in the trunk.
18
so
Hot Wheels in there.
Yeah, I'll get 18 Hot Wheels in there. I'll take 18 cars with my son, and I'll stick them next to me.
Wheels.
I'll put them in my pocket.
Yeah.
And we should be okay.
I know that's right.
What's up, fellas? How's everything, fellas?
Everything good. Everything good. Hey, I'm going to go on mute for a minute. I'm working, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Well, there's going to be some good racing. There'll be some good racing this Saturday, Island Raceway. So if you guys are not doing nothing, come on down. And we're going to be, me and Kill are going to be doing the big wheel contest for the kids, you know, winning some prizes, cash prizes. Entry is free. We're going to be giving away some soda, chips, and stuff like that. Okay? That's right, Island Raceway. It's for the kids, only kids. So, Sam, you can't jump on a big wheel, okay?
I was thinking of putting Silverhawk on a big wheel.
Oh, Silverhawk on a big wheel?
Oh, shit.
I tell you what, it'd be a better draw if you had Silverhawk on one big wheel and Clippy on the other big wheel.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah. We might have to do that.
Yeah.
$100 who can get to the 330.
I'll put 500 to see that one.
They gonna be out of breath by the
see that one.
Oh, before y'all get that started, I decline.
I would put 500 on that one.
I decline. I'm not getting on no bicycle. I'm not getting on no pickup. I weigh 338 pounds. I'm not doing that. Yes, sir.
Hey, Silver. You know I got love for you, but big block versus small block, I have to bet on you, bro. I'm big block, man. You have to go out there for my money.
I'm not going.
You you better have top end. Come on, Al. So
bro.
That's what I'm saying, Joe. Like,
man, I'll be the laughing stock.
We might
on Facebook.
We're trying to push you for a start like NASCAR. You know
Silver
how they push NASCAR? We're going to do that for
you.
That's
a lot of torque. You're going to have a lot of torque.
Got
man,
you.
Trust me. I do two turns, I'm out of breath. I do two turns, I'm out of breath.
Just ask for a spot. A good spot.
We got the EMS.
You won't blow tires off.
The EMS worker will be right at the
finish. You're right.
I won't have to worry. The EMS workers will be right at the finish line with the oxygen. Y'all be okay.
Hey, Joe Gray, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Wait. Look, I'm going to donate $100 for that race.
No. Joe Gray, I'm gonna donate $100 to you, Joe Gray, not to ask me that. I'm not doing that.
I got $500.
Yeah, y'all gonna turn that
walk of thinking.
Y'all gonna turn that shit funny now. Come on. Yeah, y'all be
no
so cool, boy.
Nah, I'm not gonna be the laughing stock. Yeah.
That's $600. Shoot, they can laugh all they want. But I got you got $600 in your pocket.
Bro, I'm not doing it.
Man, what's the worst you could happen? You could fall off and roll onto the middle of the lane or something?
You can't fall off. It's a three wheel. You can't fall
off. It's a three wheel. It's a big wheel. You're
hey,
already
Joe,
on the ground.
That's
even worse.
Open up Antoine.
When he passes
out,
he's going to fall off. He don't give a shit with a three-wheel, four-wheel. He's going to pass out.
Please don't open Antoine, Mike.
Oh, Lord. Hold on. I got to open him up. I guess he must have bought one of y'all. I don't know what it is. 3-7-200. I can open.
What up,
Antoine?
Joe? Might get on a big wheel.
What up, Joe?
What's
hey,
going
hey,
on now?
Hey, Joe, I'll tell you what I do.
I'll try the big wheel on Antoine.
Hold on, Sammy. Savvy, hold tight. I tell you what I do, Joe. I'll add $200 to that pot, and I'll race the winner, and then I'll run Sammy. How about that?
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I better have some big wheels to burn the wheels off these jokers, boy.
Hey, Antoine.
Wait, lying.
Antoine.
What's happening? What's happening?
What are you talking about? Silver Hawk and
Clifton? Yeah.
No, that ain't going to happen. Well,
listen,
you might want to race Clifton.
Listen, this is what I'm going to do. Whoever wins that race, I'm going to get them to break in the clear.
No, sir.
Damn.
I'm not going out there.
Damn.
That's not going
to
last.
Just tell Antoine to pay the deposit. Go ahead and run Cliff.
Y'all not going to laugh at me for the rest of the year. Ain't going to happen.
Oh,
man.
Fat Albert? I know Fat Albert on here still. Let me see if Fat Albert on here. Fat Albert, you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your hips is okay, but your arm is good, right?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with your arm. The big wheel rolled with the arm.
Eight and it, yeah.
That's it.
Ain't nothing wrong with the hips either. I didn't take care of that problem.
All right. I might have to put Fat Albert up in this race.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. Hey, Joe. Okay, Joe.
What are you talking about? Me and Fat Albert?
If Fat Albert get up there, I'm going to spot him half track. Fat Albert get up there, I'm going to spot him half track.
Shit.
And I'm going to come get him.
Man, I don't think he got a big wheel long enough for Fat Albert.
Antoine, you bring your daughter's power wheel this Saturday, and I'll get my son's power wheel. Fuck you up. How you like that one?
What time? Because I'm doing something Saturday. What time? You might get your wish.
Whatever time you want. And then after that, I'll take my son's power wheel. I'll put a Silver Hawk in there, and you take yours, and you put Fat Albert in yours.
I'm going.
You know what's going on?
I do something.
You know how to
Puerto Rican.
Hey, you know how the Puerto Ricans be riding around with their wheels leaning at the top?
Well, I know Fat Albert over that one. I know for a fact Fat Albert running it. Going to give him the power wheel.
Ain't nobody paying.
All this money up. Fat Albert, you know how much that is? That's what?
Ain't nobody paying.
Man.
That's $800. That's $800.
You
right
do that, Fat
Albert. Open up.
Fat Albert.
Well, I do what?
Fat Albert, he's calling you out.
Whoever got the background
wheel.
Who got the background noise?
I don't know.
Oh, my fault.
Fat
Albert,
whoever got the back.
Fat Albert, you get on the power wheel, right?
I ain't getting on no damn power wheel, no.
$800 is you ain't got to put nothing up.
I still ain't
you
getting
on the other one.
No, he ain't. No, the hell he ain't.
If Silverhawk would have made a fool of himself, that's
what said that shit, you was ready to jump him.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, Silverhawk getting on that one with a 40-inch rim on the front rim.
Oh, man.
Y'all ain't shit tonight.
I love this show. We're going to see a good race lock in there, boy. Shoot.
No,
you even got to put the money
no,
up.
Oh, man.
Kevin's putting up the money. Got to go live for that one.
Yo,
don't go red.
You better
keep on, Mike.
You're not going to have me nationwide.
I don't know if I have fun. It would be the bad. Look, it would have been a good race, though. That would have been a good one. That would have been a good one. I'd love to have seen that one.
Yeah, I know you would have. I know you would
have. Hold on, you guys. I got to open up this other mic.
Oh,
let me take some of them. 301-4533, your mic is open.
What's up, what's up? Hey, Joe.
What's going on,
Avon? How you doing, baby? Y'all going to stop picking with my buddy Fat Albert. Let me tell you that now. Y'all going to leave Fat Albert alone.
So what, you trying to take his place inside that wheel?
Nah, I got a grandson that'll get on there. Now.
Nah, we trying to do races, the old school races.
Man, you get on there.
Huh?
Hey, Sammy.
If you get on there.
You ain't gonna never see me on no damn power wheel.
Power wheel or three wheel, I don't
see,
care. Let's go.
No, sir.
See?
Hey,
no
so what's going on here all of a sudden y'all talking about power wheels? Who you got locked in up at your show now? Or if we talking north versus south, what are we talking about?
Yeah, we got north versus south. You got Sammy race coming up right now. I know Sammy. Hold on. I know there's a lot of action. I know. Well, matter of fact, Avon, you got a race that north versus south too, don't you? You
ready
to run a Civil Hulk?
Who? I
do. Avon running on showing up. Hold on.
Oh, no, wait. He's on showing up.
He's showing up home.
Yeah.
I'm locked in with who?
That's
showing up home.
I don't know.
Fred locked in.
Who locked that
Fred
in?
Fred locked it in.
Fred locked it in last week.
He didn't tell me.
Hold on. Let me put my glasses on. Oh, here we go. Hold on. Describe me versus Luca Brasi, and Luca Brasi gets the back tie.
What?
At 3 o'clock.
He gave me the back tie.
Oh, shit. For some of y'all know about that.
Good God almighty.
Hey. Hold on.
Yeah,
whoever got the
Avon,
background
Avon.
Who's working, go
Avon,
on mute.
Avon. Fred gave me everything in drag racing with a tri-me for North versus South.
No, he didn't.
Hold.
Motherfucker, you play too many games. I know he ain't do that.
Albert, put your glasses on, Fat Albert.
Hold on.
I know he ain't do that.
Hold on, Sam. We trying to get this straight. Yeah, Avon, you locked in at 3 o'clock, 3 on 1500 or better. Matter of fact, 8-Ball put y'all deposit up.
Well, if he locked it, we doing it. That's easy.
Yeah.
If he locked it, we doing it.
All right, Sammy, go ahead with the bullshit.
Yeah, hey, I don't want to hear Sammy bullshit. Hey, Fat Albert, I don't even want to hear Sammy bullshit. I locked him in with all three. Hey, I tried to give you all three you was talking that crazy stuff, but you didn't want to go.
When you offered me all three, I would have took. When was this?
You sold the car.
Last night's dream?
You sold the car.
What car?
The electric car.
Huh?
The goddamn Tesla, man. You know what I'm
talking
about.
You didn't offer me all three. I would have took that shit with Grandma.
We did. We just, you said all three, and you was letting her song drive, and I said lock, lock, lock. Don't do that,
so you know what?
Don't get amnesia. Don't get amnesia.
All right, fine. You know what? No problem. Bring Grandma. You got to head up race this weekend.
With what?
Hey, Ron, I need to ask you.
With the electric car.
This Cliff, man, I need to ask you a question, too. I'm just curious. It's just
Sammy,
question.
You got too much bullshit. What's up, Cliff?
Ain't nothing to it. Hey, listen.
I ain't bullshit. Hold up, Cliff. Hold up, Cliff. I'll come with that electric car and run your head up to the quarter mile. This weekend.
Where, Sammy? Your race?
Yes.
You talking? I don't know if I can make it yet. I'm still on hold right now at work. I'm trying to get off.
All right. Well, let me know when you know. You got to ask her.
All right. Man, I'll tell you a little ass up. Go ahead. What do you say, Cliffy? Talk to me.
Hey, listen. about yesterday on Fred's show. If me and you was to go out there just to freak off a little bit, how you trying to line up? How you trying to what was on your mind?
What do you need, Cliffy? What do you need?
I'm just saying. You don't mind spotting? Is that what you're saying?
No, I don't mind spotting you.
Okay. I guess that's what I wanted to hear. It ain't got to be for a whole lot of money, right? Because, I mean, I guess you already know I'm supposed to be on the property. Inshallah, I will be on the property, you know. So ain't gonna be but too many people I'm a fool with that day for different reasons. But, you know, your man with the Malibu going to be there too?
No, the car got hurt up, what's the name race?
Maple
Grove. We still waiting on parts.
Oh, okay.
When we race you. Well, when we went down beside you.
You said it right when you raced me, because somebody set that shit up without me even knowing it.
Ho, that wasn't no race. We didn't race them. That wasn't no race.
Listen, I know three people that got paid hundreds off that race. I don't know what happened or how it went. 100.
Well, we ain't bet nobody on that race. I can guarantee you that.
Well, listen, I ain't saying you did. I mean, I ain't saying you did. You know, it's cool with me because I was just going down there to send it. I was just going to send it. You know, just happened somebody got money off that shit. I'm cool with it. No big deal.
Hey, if they like gambling on test shots, so be it. You know what I mean? But that... We had a problem. We had to pay the deposit. Ain't that right, Joe?
He paid my son the deposit.
The car was hurt.
Yeah, and
the car got
that.
Hurt.
And he said that. That's why I was surprised when he went.
But what you thinking? What you thinking, Cliffy?
What
you need, man? Hey, for Cliffy, I feel generous. I feel real generous for Cliffy.
How generous you feel?
I'll give you the break.
You said you felt generous.
I give the back tie in the break.
You. Okay, you sounded generic. So let's get you up to speed.
Cliffy,
if you say what that other dude said, because y'all fool around like that, you know what? I'll be there. Let's get it.
Who? Who you talking about?
You.
Who you locked in with? I don't know what the other dude said. You got to speed me up, Cliffy.
Okay.
Talk to me.
I'm getting all three things from Rob Weber. Okay?
You got it. I'll give you all three, too. How about that?
Damn, you just shook my heart.
Damn.
Ooh,
how about that? You got all three.
Hey Joe, you told me to say that when I hear it. This is Blog Talk Radio. Please stop bullshitting. Okay. Hey,
Fat Albert. Fat Albert.
You got all four, Cliffy.
Yes, sir.
Cliffy, you got all four.
Yes, sir.
Fat
Albert.
Yeah, Avon.
Hey,
yes,
let me send you this deposit right now since he say I'm bullshitting.
No,
how much
I'm
you want to run for? I send the whole pot.
I'm bullshitting, not you. I'm bullshitting.
Oh, okay.
damn.
Damn, Cliffy. I thought you were saying
hey,
I was bullshitting, man.
It.
I was going to show you.
At least he called on himself. I'll give him that.
Hey, bro, I will bullshit. But you know what? Ray Dane is
talk
the right
him.
Bullshit.
Hey, guess what? You still got it, Ray Dane. If you want it, you got it. How about that?
I know how you rolling. You know what? Enough said.
Oh, why I got you on here, Avon? Are you secure in the spot for the North versus South on Friday night?
No. Not Friday night. No. I gotta work Saturday morning.
Oh, so I need to make the contest go at Saturday?
If you do it Saturday, I'm there.
All right.
So Friday night, I can't do it. Shit. I definitely gotta take care of my horses.
Okay.
You rolled in
that
on Saturday at the judgment and rolled out after.
Say what?
That Albert, you're gonna be one of the judges, right?
Oh yeah.
Hey, long as I get my plate of food, I'm in.
Yeah, all right. It's gonna be on old school. There ain't gonna be none of that new hip that other shit. We're gonna be old school.
Yeah.
You gotta dance on old school.
I am old school. I ain't got that new shit up in me now.
What we cooking?
Huh? I didn't even figure out nothing yet. I'm gonna try to figure something out that day. I'm gonna cook something that day, that last one.
Hey Joe, get that to do that biscuit and pulled pork. Good God Almighty!
Get him to do which what?
That biscuit,
hey, you know,
and
what
pulled
I
pork.
Ate? That Dexter, I'm gonna tell you what Dexter did one time for me. He did a barbecue turkey. I ain't gonna lie, it was on the money. I ain't never had barbecue turkey before, but man, it was right. That was worthwhile. I ain't gonna lie.
You know, he did a brisket for Tierra in March, and that thing was hitting.
Oh, the brisket? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That took like 7-8 hours at least to cook that. To do it right.
Damn.
Oh, man, hey, Zeus, make sure you hit that one button again, man. I missed you. I was getting ready to hit you in. I seen the number was coming up. But, no, we're going to figure something out, man. We're going to have it right. Matter of fact, Zeus is locked in with someone too. Who he locked in? No, first and south. He locked in. Oh, OJ.
Fred.
OJ, not Fred.
Yeah, OJ.
Yeah, he locked him in both, ain't he? Is he locked him in both or no?
Yep.
OJ, sure.
Yeah. Zeus said he ain't playing shoot. Somebody gonna have to be on that plate, that platter.
No, OJ locked in with Buckwheat. OJ locked in with Buckwheat. I don't think Zeus locked in with Fred.
Oh, he's not locked in. Oh, I thought he had two races. Okay. Well,
right now he just got he got OJ on Zeus.
I know they were talking about what they had up on 105, right? And I know it was getting a little heated.
Yeah.
You're talking about
bringing
more on top. Stop where you can stop at.
Yeah, but they didn't already send the deposits for that. Yeah.
Yeah, the deposits are up on that. So Yeah, but shoot, Avon didn't even know he was locked in the race. Man.
Hey. Hey. That ain't the first time that happened.
Get out of here.
I don't care. We can get it. We lock it. We lock it. We're a team. He lock it. He got permission to lock it.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong
we
with
going
that.
Out there. We don't care. As long as we got oil pressure, we going.
No, that's a good thing. Is y'all going to have the Malibu ready too or no? By then?
Hopefully, yeah. We waiting on parts.
Okay.
But you know how that go. They say they be here and then they don't show up.
I know that. How you feel? Yeah, no, they got a few good runs coming off on these last, you figure a whole month. You got Sammy's race going on right there. You got a few good ones. You got Fred's race going off. They got some good ones. Yeah, King of the Beach, they got a couple good things going on up there, too. North versus South. I can't let that one go. I can't say nothing yet. I'll have to wait. I have to hold it out. You know, even Fat Alvin got to hold it out. He can't say nothing about it yet. That's a true North versus South there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody call Avon? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought you said Zeus.
Hey, Avon. Don't forget that.
Who's it, Troy?
Man of Putin, you know.
What's
yes,
up,
sir.
Troy?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Come on.
I can't call Kyo.
No. Wait, Troy, you come to Fred's race?
Yeah.
I might just talk my wife into having me. I gotta see how she feeling.
Hey,
is she feeling good?
Hey, if
I got
she can,
you
I appreciate.
It, brother.
If she don't, I totally understand. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate
okay.
you.
Yep.
Whatever.
Sorry, Joe. I thought you said Zeus is on.
He clicked on and he clicked off. Oh.
Hey, Tori.
Oh.
Hey, George,
yes,
can you hear me? I got a question for you. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
If you're right-handed, well, I'm going to tell you right now, keep your left hand from your face when you taste that damn banana pudding. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you, you're gonna smack the shit out yourself. Like, God damn, I wait to come down here and y'all eat like this. I'm gonna show you where the oxtails and carry goat is too. So all you gotta do is call me. I'll show you right where to go at. You want
already,
that pork chops, fried fish, cheese?
You already know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you already know. You already know. Oh, man. Yeah, hell yeah.
You want crabs? Go out the track. Go around 5 minutes from the track. Oh, you can eat crabs. Hey, come on. Yeah, let's party.
Damn.
Hey,
all right.
Antoine, you cooking?
No. I got a DJ that night. So I'm going to leave the track by 8 o'clock. Probably maybe
man,
right after my
suck.
Last race. Hey, man.
You
I got to get that check. I got to get that check.
Yeah.
Shit. Hey, you can get that.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. One of these events,
hey,
I don't know which one.
Hey, listen.
I'm gonna, I actually am going to
You can
cook.
Get that. You can get that check if you cook, goddammit.
Avon.
Whoa.
Avon.
Yeah.
You know why he got to go DJ at 8 o'clock, right? He's trying to make that money back that he hands everybody
because
he's gonna get his ass handed to him.
Oh, I ain't worried about that. I count that as a loss 3 weeks before the damn race. I don't worry about that. If I win it back, I win it back. If not, fuck out.
Okay. So you
don't worry about that.
Hey,
Sammy, when I paid your deposit, I made that right back in an hour and a half for DJing. I wasn't worried about that, man. It's all good. It's all good.
Hey, guys, 5-2-6-9-0-4, your mic is... Somebody got a lot of back noise, like they're working on something.
That's me putting my dogs up, man. I put it on me.
Okay. Is that you, Zeus? Yo, Zeus. 215-6904. Your mic is open. I don't know what's going on with this here phones tonight. Fat Ob, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man. Okay, yeah, something's going on. With, I clicked their mic. All right, I clicked Zeus' mic over.
That's Zeus.
Oh, Zeus there?
Yeah, that's 215-6904.
Yeah, he didn't answer.
Yeah, that's
I'll leave
number.
His mic open. Talk. Okay, hold on. Let me open up this next mic. 757-5956. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? What's up, fellas?
Hello, Weeby.
What's up, Weeby?
What you up, going on, you'll be slow ready
motion.
Or what?
I'll be ready for North versus South. I'll be ready for that.
All right. Okay. Good.
It's just, man,
I got
parts, man. This is the longest I ever waited, and parts on parts, man. This shit crazy, but I ain't complaining about nothing, so it is what it is. You know, I got a different block, and that block was a 55-millimeter cam journal. So the cam, the lifters didn't fit. I needed lifters. The timing cover didn't fit, all that stuff. And then a lot of stuff was on back order. So I just had to, you know, chalk it up and then, you know, wait. And then my money, I didn't have the money to just buy everything brand new. So I had to do some, you know, going through Facebook, asking people, you know, who got what to what.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming along.
I know that feeling. So, look, that's how I'm coming. I'll be just now probably finishing it up, just putting it back in, just to be going out. I'm just waiting. Like I said, I'm on the pause issue too, so I know the deal. Lousy, I mean, terrible, man. Get one thing back, now you wait for something else, and back order. And I have one lousy piston, and for one piston, you can't buy one piston, you got to buy four. And, man, forget it. It's like, oh, you favorite. Okay, no problem. Give me the four. I got three spares now. Once it comes, everything comes, I'll be putting it back, sliding it up in there, and that's it. I was trying to put it the way it was, but everybody said no. Because when the dial kicked the piston, it didn't put a hole through it, but it chunked it up. I was just going to grind the shit up, put it in. They said, don't you dare. So that was it.
Yeah,
I wanted to dial.
I
was ready to shoot. I thought, man, I don't want to stick up stuff, man. I ain't worried about that. I wish I would have did. At least I've been racing a little bit. But we're back, hopefully. And I think I forgot who my son said he raced that day. You're running somebody from Virginia again. Oh, the other guy, would that be with Holy Ghost, with the Black Vega?
Okay.
I forgot it. From Virginia. Yeah, probably we were doing something with him. So whatever, we'll be there. We'll be out there trying to do a little something again. Stay in the paint. Just keep it moving. I want to keep having fun with it. You never know until you try somebody. That's how I look at it. You listen to everybody else. Don't run him. And you never know if you could have beat him or not. Some people, they call these numbers out, and, you know, they're going well. I hate to say it. A lot of them ain't going. And that's what the problem is. A lot of people won't try nobody. Hey, if Peanut would have listened, he would have never ran JC. I'm going to tell you just like this. If he'd have listened to everybody else, he'd have never ran JC, and he went out there and ran him. And look, he came home with the win. He came back with the win. So that was a good thing. You know, it was a good race. I mean, JC got loose, but...
Yeah.
I'm quite sure though. I think JC want to try him again. I don't know the whole situation, but Stone Cold. I guess Stone Cold didn't like that, so now Stone Cold want to run. So we'll see. Should be some good.
That's right.
Should be real good stuff.
Hey Joe, I'm gonna touch on that topic right there. I'm gonna touch on that topic. You know, there's a lot of people that do all that. Talking and race block. I call it race blocking. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Just because you think that man go that number, why is you stopping the race? It ain't affecting you. So let him go in. If he can live there, he can. If he can't, that's what, you know what I mean? He got to renegotiate. You know what I mean?
And the only way
it's
I can
lot,
say somebody.
It's a lot of that going on.
The only way I can say that somebody can do that if that's their team. You know what I mean? That's something different. Well, if you ain't got nothing to do with the car, leave it alone.
Hey Joe, I'm going to tell you. My team, I go out there and take gambles, and they be like, all right, we're going to go. You know what I mean? They said, we're going to go. If I said, man, fuck it, I'm going, I'm going to go. They can't change my mind. If I want to go, I'm going. If not, if they ride with us, we ride together no matter what, win or lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple.
Yeah,
you just can't. What they do is they bet too much where they can't afford to lose it. If you can't afford to lose, you shouldn't even be out there gambling.
Oh yeah, you never lied about that one. There's a lot of people out there do that. They think they got a guarantee, and then when it falls through, they have a heart attack. Well, I mean, I'm not gonna lie to you. When my son racing, I like to bet my own money, and me and my son bet it, or my wife, whatever, we'll bet together. And but I hate to have somebody with you, and then all of a sudden, if you lose, oh man, what the heck? It's a gamble. What's guaranteed? So that's what happens a lot of times. They be wondering, oh man, I get in the first. No, you better off betting on the side part because I don't want to hear no crying. You know, ain't nothing guaranteed. Nothing. That's how it's supposed to be.
Nothing. You're right.
You know, anything can happen. Break the tie loose, anything. Red light, whatever. You know, we done had a couple. God knows we done had a few things that happened to us, you know, over a couple of years. Thinking that we got a race and then found something happened. So, all in all, right now, oh, that was you right here. All in all, like, the year was a little bit better for us. You know, had a couple losses, had a few wins, so, you know. Hopefully we can be all right. Now trying to make it finish up the season. I saw that Larry T. was good. I gotta cut this one mic out in the back because there's a lot of background. I think that's Zeus's. Make sure I click it. Yeah, that was Zeus's. But all in all, you know, if you don't go out there and take a gamble, you'll never know anyhow. What are you going to do when you find out later on that guy wasn't as fast as you was, that you could have beat him? You know? Hey, run for a little bit of money. You ain't got to go crazy. Not everybody, you know, as fast as everybody said he is. And that's why I'm like that Bobby situation with Bobby and what's his name? See, I like to see that ghetto cowboy, them two go at it. That'll be something worthwhile looking at. And they both, you know, I'm quite sure. I know they're going to talk to each other on the back line, so we'll see what happens. Hopefully they go and do what they're going to do. And I know Ghetto Cowboy's been known to try people, too. Look, he went out there, and I think he ran 8-ball at the end of the year, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was North versus South. Am I right, Ghetto Cowboy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how many people didn't want you to run that race? And you went out there and did
a couple. Yep.
And you went out and you showed everybody you won it. So, that being said, you know, it's definitely worthwhile watching. Worthwhile going out and gamble.
It's about gambling. Yep.
Yeah.
When that race happened? When that race happened?
That happened at the beginning of the year. At versus South.
Yeah.
That happened at North versus South.
That race was in March.
Yeah, March.
Yeah, 8-ball hit the tire. 8-ball hit the tire. That was it. 8-ball hit the tire, and Yellow Cowboy went straight on down. Oh no, Yellow Cowboy did go in the air too, though.
That ain't what happened. That motherfucker.
Eight ball didn't move.
He slept.
8-ball didn't move.
Yeah, he slept. He slept. Oh,
that's what
Cowboy left on it. That's what happened.
Yeah. And I went on the bumper.
So what, is he giving you the break?
Man.
No, it was heads up.
It was a heads up race, but it was looked like he gave him the break. That's the way it looked, because Del Coward was damn near 100 feet out before A-Ball had left. He slept on the tree.
Damn.
That's why I tell everybody, you know what I mean? That trees a whole lot in the grudge race.
What the hell made him sleep on that one?
He didn't sleep. I'm pretty good at the tree.
No, you ain't saying the one thing. No. I'm saying what made him sleep. You crazy. Okay. I'm saying, but what's the name go to sleep? Rob go to sleep like they're saying.
I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know what happened.
Antoine? You want to answer that one, Antoine?
It's something they ain't telling.
Yeah. What you said, Joe?
Uh-oh, he done.
They must have told him not to talk.
No, I couldn't hear you. No, I switched over. My phone switched over. Ain't nobody
okay.
Shit. I ain't worried about that. What you say?
No, I said, what made him go for that race?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know. That was a race that, you know what I mean? That was actually a damn good-ass. It would have been a good-ass race. Two of them going down the track. That's the one race I honestly want to see get relocked back in. Honestly.
Yeah. Well, you had to talk to him about that one.
I'll ask him. We talked about it before.
I heard this. This is your mouth, man. Y'all gotta wear that one.
Oh, I ain't worried about that.
Oh yeah, I remember that one now.
Hey, listen. It won't be the first time our team has, you know, done had to wear some shit and hold it. I mean, it is what it is. Ain't nothing but a race.
Okay.
You win some, you lose some.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
I look at it like this. A lot of times, sometimes when a motherfucker hold a person to a race, sometimes they scared to go the fuck back out there. Sometimes. And then sometimes they just want to hold that person to the L just to say they ain't won. I've done it plenty of times. I ain't got to lie to you. I do it all the time. Shit, a lot of these motherfuckers that I take a gamble with, no, I'm holding the L because sometimes it's just the fact I'm holding that W because it took so long to lock a race in. I hold on to that bitch for a long while. And
so,
then whenever
so
I feel like it.
So
yeah,
I can hold on to that one against you?
Yes. Yes, I'm not holding nothing against you. I'm just being real. Okay, prime example. Okay, watch this. Prime example. No. You're fine. The same day I ran you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Marvin, I lost to Marvin before. You know what I mean? But Marvin has never, ever beat us. Ever beat us. So he took that win that he beat me because of the fact that he beat the Badmouth crew. I asked him to run it back, and he's got the back tire. He said, no, I'm going to hold you to it. I got to respect that at the end of the day. I got to respect it. It is what it is. That's what it is. It's all good. You live and you learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all it is, man. Listen, I say a lot of shit. I do a lot of shit. But, you know what I mean? I know what it is with the gang. I know what it is. I know half the shit I be doing. Half y'all be frowning y'all noses up and shit. I know what I be doing. I know the shit I be saying and make it seem like I don't be saying half the shit I be saying. I'll tell you like I tell anybody. I'm going to tell you any motherfucking thing until that money's up.
Okay.
That's all that it is. It's money, math, and mystery. I mean, what else is it?
Hold on. You use that close stock joke stuff now.
Listen, I'm gonna use it, but it's true though. It honestly is true. I hate to say that. I hate to give him fucking credit, but I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be real about it, Joe. I'm gonna be real about it. But it's true though. It's money, math, and mystery. You know what I mean? It's the money. The mystery is what do you think about the car? The math is do you have enough ET to go ahead and run it? Does your car have enough horsepower? That's all that it is. But yeah, but I'm just gonna be real about it.
Okay.
Did he call it?
What's that?
I guess you called to clear the
Antoine. What up?
What up?
We want to get on you with my car, with your truck.
Which
okay,
one?
I'm back.
Which car? Hold up. Which car? Which car? Talk to me. Because I want
Blue
that
Magic
one you
car.
Threatened me with. I don't know that which, car.
Oh, no,
I don't give
no,
a,
no.
I tell you what. I don't give a fuck about it. Come to Fred's race next weekend. I don't give a fuck about the car. How about that?
If it's wired up, yeah.
I don't give a fuck about it. It's just that simple.
Uh-oh. I had to bring it out the mothballs because I ain't have shit to race. So I'm gonna bring my old car back out.
Right, I understand that. Yeah.
That motherfucker had got crickets and mice and everything that ate the wires
man,
up.
Stop it, Weeby, stop it, man. Stop it.
You right though. If you let the car sit outside, especially outside, mice will eat your wires up.
In the garage too.
Mm-hmm.
If you ain't got no mothballs,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you right.
Anybody got a car? Anybody got a car? They should put mothballs all the way around their car. Under the hood,
yeah.
Hey,
oh,
you
yeah.
Sit.
Yeah, that's
oh,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put
mothballs.
They
will eat your wires up.
Yes, sir.
The mothballs do.
You're right.
They keep them rats away.
Yeah, they can't take. You're right. They can't take the smell. It's
they can't take it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I hear that's that it. In Irish Spring. The bar soap, Irish Spring. I
yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Joe.
Oh yeah.
You know Pete Carr, right? King Pete Carr.
Yeah.
When his daughter went in that garage, pulled that car out, the rat ate the carburetor down.
Damn.
God.
You hear what I'm saying?
Wait a minute. He's not allowed. A rat can eat through a steel pipe. Y'all do know that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
A rat can eat through a steel pipe.
That's what happens. That's what happens to the city rats. They chew. They right through metal. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's
bad. He ate a
carburetor.
I believe that.
Yep. Ate a carburetor.
I believe
you
that.
You don't want one of them motherfuckers to jump on your ass. Tear your ass up.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
shit. If it's eating through a goddamn fucking steel pipe, what the fuck is gonna eat on you? It's gonna eat through your ass. Shit. It's gonna eat through your ass like we eat fucking crabs and shit. God damn.
You know, rat.
But
you
right about
crabs, right? I had to bring the crabs.
The front teeth grow a half inch, either half inch or close to an inch. They teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're all right about that, y'all. Y'all can laugh, but that's true stuff he's telling y'all. That's true stuff he's telling.
Now, what the hell does Irish Spring do? Irish Spring keeps the rats from coming by the car too.
Well,
I know about the mothballs.
Yeah,
I know about the Irish Spring. I know about the mothballs. I ain't never heard about.
You
the
mean
Irish
tell
Spring.
Me is that the case? That's why Antoine and Marcus won't eat that damn. Irish Spring.
Oh, shit.
What do you call it, a rat?
Antoine, y'all split right into that one.
Damn, good one,
hey,
Joe. That was a good one, though.
Hey, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You ain't call him a rat, ain't you, Joe?
No, I ain't calling him rat. No. Y'all done made Antoine get off the damn show now. Look at that shit. He probably done called Marcus and Marcus been going here.
Oh,
rat.
Oh, shit.
No, I call them gophers. They ain't no rat. They ain't no rat. They gophers. That's what they are.
Oh, gophers?
They gophers.
Oh,
yeah, you know
damn.
The big gophers?
Mm.
They come
well,
underneath the house. Dig underneath the house and shit.
That's the same thing. That's the same thing.
No,
in
a rat and a gopher are two
yes.
different things. You can eat a goat, but you can't eat a cat.
Why you can't?
That is
why you can't? Did you eat Chinese food?
Nah, listen, there's no lies. Between, I'll tell y'all straight out. When that shit came, I don't know what the hell messed me up, but when that COVID came down and I started looking at this shit on Facebook talking about burning the dogs when they were cooking them and stuff, I couldn't eat no more. I couldn't eat. I never ate Chinese food since. Can't eat it no more. I don't know why. It just can't. My wife will bring Chinese. Ah, nah, I'm all right. I'm okay. I'll make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Y'all see on Facebook, they rescued 150 cats and took in about, four, I think it was four Chinese people to jail for that shit. Did y'all read about that?
No, I ain't.
It was on Facebook.
Come on, damn.
I'm eating dinner right now. Can you talk about racing, please?
well, Sammy,
for the white sauce.
Sammy, fuck you. Right, with extra white sauce. and steamed rice and veggies.
Damn. He said steamed rice and veggies. Good day in the morning.
Yeah, no bullshit. I can't eat Chinese food. I don't know what it is. It just make me. I just stop.
Oh,
Antoine
back, Joe.
Oh shit.
Antoine back.
I've been on the phone the whole time.
Antoine, what you have for dinner?
What did I eat? I had spaghetti with meatballs.
That
must have been
sausage.
I went to Pizza Hut and got my goddamn wings. What the hell you want, Sammy? I'm not eating
none
of that shit.
You had,
what you eating over there with extra white sauce?
You had some of the spaghetti con meatballs?
Yeah, fuck you, Sammy. Fuck you, Sammy. There you go.
Let me tell y'all something. Antoine, that y'all think he ain't bigger than me to what he eat. That boy stop and get him a meal before he go home and eat that.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up, Fat Ira. I forgot you was on the phone.
that bitch ordered a double sandwich or a hot dog with chili and onions and small fries
man,
and soda.
Stop.
And then he wanted a plum sundae.
And what else did I get? What else?
Fat Ira. That motherfucker will be eating for five, a whole family.
Hey, Fat Albert, guess where I'm on my way to right now, Fat Albert.
Wait a minute.
Where?
I'm going to the gym. No bullshit.
Listen, I was on
no
the phone
bullshit.
With him
well, he did
he
have
got
a.
Out
he
work.
Did have. Hey, Antoine.
Huh?
I got to defend you. You
he
did have two crabs in your
he...
lunch bag in the Capri.
Oh, no, yeah, I put that on Facebook.
This fool was stopping on his way home and get a meal and then get home and eat dinner. I mean,
eat
get
dinner.
A full
yes, sir.
Meal.
God damn.
Yes, sir.
Then go home and eat dinner.
Dude, I don't care. Damn,
boy.
Yes, sir.
Ah, shit. I'm almost 240 pounds and I don't do that shit. Damn.
Man, listen, Tori, you stay down here Sunday. Stay down here Sunday, and we go over to the oatmeal to the crab house, and watch how I put it down. Now, some crabs, corn, shrimp, hush puppies, all that shit, yeah, I'll put it down.
Antoine.
Shit. Yeah.
Antoine. I bet you on that.
Shit, listen, I'll eat right
Bullshit.
With you. I'll eat right with you. Huh? That, and I will
no,
lock that lie in.
You can't eat.
Silverhawk, don't
can't
do
eat
it.
With me.
Silverhawk,
no.
Give him the break. Silverhawk, give him the break.
Huh?
Silverhawk, don't do it.
Silverhawk.
Fat Albert.
Give him the
don't
break,
Silverhawk.
Listen to me, Fat Albert.
Nah,
I
fuck that. Give him all three.
I order 50 wings, chicken wings. Before I get to Ohio, that's gone. 50 chicken wings.
So what you trying to say?
I'm going to take y'all ass to a pie contest even less. Well, I'm going to take y'all to.
Antoine.
You
Antoine,
know,
next
you know
week,
that shit.
Take some money off of y'all asses.
Y'all bring them to
Antoine.
JR Steakhouse if they can eat that big steak that they got. And they put you on the wall.
Which
on
one?
The wall.
I ate one when I was like 12. I had one that was like 40 ounces. Yeah, I've had it before.
Y'all ate the whole thing?
Mm.
I ate the 40-ounce one, yeah. I've done that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can eat. But that's why my stomach is now just now showing. As a driver, all I do is sit around all damn day and eat. And goddamn it, now I got this belly. I go to sleep, I eat, wake up, go to sleep. Hey, I lay on that motherfucker. I got a little gut now. I looked at my stomach last night. I said, fuck this. We're going to the gym. I got to get this bitch off me. Goddamn, I got 30 pounds of stomach on me. I don't like this.
Antoine, next weekend.
Oh, man.
Next week, I need you to stop by
grab me a plate of oxtails.
Call me, Sammy. All you got to do is call me. I'll take care of it.
All right.
I tell you what. He's coming down. Just call me. Tori, if you're coming too, if you want to play, call me. So all you got to do is call me. Remind me early Saturday morning.
No, you know I'm coming. No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
When you going to the gym?
I'm going to the gym right now. I'm about 2 minutes out right now.
All right. So after you leave the gym, what are you going to go do?
Home.
I'm going to get a plate.
Hey, they told me to ask you. I got to ask you this kid. Are you hitting the lip cycle?
No, I ain't going on elliptical. Fuck the damn elliptical. That's a woman's machine.
That's what they hit. But I just forget how to ask you what they said.
Joe, that was your bullshit, Joe, but go ahead with it.
No, for real. I kid you not. They asked me if you're going to hit the lip. You see it right there, Albert?
Oh, shit. And we reading it verbatim. It's Antoine, is he getting on the elliptical?
Hey, Fat Albert. God damn it, it's a sightseeing where I'm going right now. I'm in this motherfucker. I don't care what y'all talking about.
He going by the gym. He ain't going to do nothing. He going by the gym.
Who? I'm in the gym.
You going?
Hold on.
Nah, you might be in
Sarah,
the gym. You ain't doing
hold
nothing.
On, Sarah, hold on, Sarah. Hold on, Sarah. Hold on. Because I'm about to walk out of it right now. Hold on.
You going to walk to a restaurant and say that's the gym.
Yep.
Is Mark in there?
It must have got a restaurant in there. Oh, that's where he going. He going to see Marcus. That's where he going. That's where he going to.
Hell no. Marcus live an hour from me.
Marcus
is an hour from me. Yeah.
But Antoine.
So y'all right next to each other.
Oh, no. He's with Hassan over there. He's right around Hassan.
Joe. Fuck you, Joe.
y'all right. Hassan, right? That's what you said last time.
Man, listen.
He could go outside his door and look right over the field and see Hassan.
When he's down here, you're damn right I can. But he ain't down here.
Okay. No, I'm just saying, I tell you, right down at my house.
That's Avon's neighbor. he's over there in Avon's neighborhood, not mine. No, sir.
Okay.
Hey, Elon, because I live 2.5 to 3 hours away from him. Don't even do that. I don't know where Antoine talk about. I don't live nowhere near Antoine.
Where you live in Delaware?
Antoine, you the one.
They got to include you. They can't exclude you. They got to include you.
I live in Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Hey, listen.
I don't know why I thought you live
in
Delaware.
Hey, listen. Nah, hell no. That's Antoine now. Look, Antoine could throw a rock and be right in the bedroom with her song. So don't do that.
But
a couple of months ago,
they were in the bedroom together.
No, I was not, Sammy.
Oh, shit.
You were lying with him in the bedroom.
Good God, oh my, let me go to jail. Good God. Mama, smell them funky ribs. Come on.
You went live with him in the bedroom.
No, I didn't.
God damn, Joe.
You brought him a 12-pack.
Stop. I was in the living room. That was at the living room at his girl's house. Stop that.
You bought him a 24 pack of fucking Twisted Teas.
And with no damn motel,
and a
man,
bucket
stop
of chicken.
The bullshit.
Antoine.
Come on with it.
That was at the motel where y'all was doing that live together.
It was no damn motel. Stop that bullshit, Silver Hawk. Stop that bullshit.
You saw it, right?
I seen it.
And you saw the bucket of chicken and the
mic
twisted
is open.
There you go.
I know I
was
wasn't
Netflix,
seeing things.
Tell me something. Hold on. Was Netflix on?
Netflix. Netflix, they're too old
Joe,
for Netflix. They were too old for Netflix.
Hassan was lying.
They're too old for Netflix.
Hassan was lying. Somebody locked on the door. Hassan got up with about 3 feet, 3 steps, and opened the door.
He was at the front door.
That,
come on.
Right, that was what I nailed it.
Yeah, the
Antoine,
that was, no,
Antoine
it was not.
Say it ain't so, Antoine. No, Tori.
Antoine, say it ain't so, bro.
Antoine.
No, it's not.
No, Tori. And the next thing you know, you said,
yes, sir.
What do you call it? Hassan comes out. We're too old for Netflix and chill. We're going to get it. Some
God.
Some dicking and call it chicken and dicking or some shit like that.
Shit.
Say it too loud to kids around.
Come yeah. on, y'all. What the goodness.
Oh, shit. Antoine is in the gym.
I am. I try to take out
that. Gym.
He's on the
yeah,
elliptical?
Yeah, you, we just say yeah, in the man, hallway. Listen, hold on. Hey, Joe.
In the hallway? He ain't that far. He ain't on the elliptical or whatever that thing is called.
He said after he hang up, he going to turn around and walk out?
Yeah.
Y'all too much.
Oh,
hold
man.
On, Joe. Hey, Zeus, go ahead and say something. Zeus, say something. Your mic open. Joe left it open.
Yeah. Zeus, your mic is open.
One second.
His mic is open.
Oh, what's up, y'all? Sorry about that, man. I was trying to get these cars loaded up. My bad. What's up, y'all?
Okay, what's going
hey,
on,
what's going on, fella?
Yo, God, I'm trying to get another race. We talking about racing or we talking about something else?
We're talking about
Antoine and Hassan with the chicken and the twisted teas. In the hotel room.
Okay. That's your name.
Who you on now, dude? Who you on now?
Who you on,
dude? I'm looking for another race, that's it.
Do you want to call somebody out?
I don't know who out there. I don't know. Who? Yeah.
Hey, Antoine.
Who else? ODB got oil pressure.
ODB?
I always had oil pressure.
No, he had training problems. Matter of fact, he's on elliptical right now. He can't talk. We want somebody fast, man. Ooh.
Hey, Fat I'm not gonna entertain him, but he ain't never had nothing that was fast to even scare ODB. So I'm back on mute. Back on his damn gym.
Okay.
Hey, back on the elliptical. Back in the
damn.
Okay,
I knew that was
coming. I'm up here looking what he said. Average speed 2.1 calories 0.8. Come
yeah,
on
Joe,
now.
I just started, Joe. This is the warm up. I don't come in here and start running hard. You need to warm up before you get busy.
You're supposed to have a set.
Man, listen, Joe, I ain't going to come here and go balls to the walls.
How many pounds you got on the elliptical right now?
Sammy, fuck you.
Y'all go better. Hey, make sure you put that thing on you, too. You know that tag that you're supposed to grab on your shirt in case you fall? They'll cut off. Yeah.
Hey, wait a
snapped.
Minute. Hey, wait a minute, Joe. Hey, Zoo.
The emergency kill
would
switch.
You like,
yeah.
I think Holy Ghost, I like Holy Ghost going to be back down there. Would you like that race back? Where's Zeus go?
Is Mike over?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I say Holy Ghost going to be back down there. You want me to ask him, do you want to run you back or? Yeah, that's cool. I'll take him up and buck. It don't matter. Okay, I'll call him and see if he comes. I know
hey,
he say he comes. How about the guy with the Malibu, James, what's his name again?
Cornick.
The Malibu that that I paid the punk out for.
Good luck.
Cornick.
Good luck, brother.
Cornick. He on here? I'm sure he is. James, hit the one button, James.
Good luck, Brother Zeus.
I think he's dead.
He might hang up the phone on you.
Somebody said, hey, Von, cut it out.
I'm back on mute.
I think he's running on motor.
the air.
Hold on, y'all done talked the man
up.
Here he come.
Uh-oh. Oh,
shit. 704-6149. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. They call you out, Jay.
Well, you know I got to race a more motor.
That's
everybody
right. He running a 10-5 Drew, ain't he?
Yeah, he got to run 10-5
right.
Drew.
That's right. Yeah, that is true, and that race is locked.
So what, you can't run him? So you would need something, or what you want to, how you talking? What you saying? You ain't going to be able to run Juice that day, or you won't? Or you, how you want to do it?
I don't feel like I could run a nitrous car with that car.
Okay.
Now, what he trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's understandable. Zeus.
I'm here.
Oh, I forgot. He does. James got an all motor race that day. And he don't feel like he can run you, you know. But if you give him a spot.
Nah, put the bottle in the back seat. You can turn the motor and then turn the spray on. Don't hide behind no motherfucking motor.
What'd
he say?
He said,
I ain't hear what
he
said.
Put the bottle in the back seat and don't hide behind no motor.
Listen, I can't do it like that. Take your bottle out. You saying it like that? It don't come out as welded in the car. Well, mine's ain't welded, and I got a motor race, so it is what it is. All right, I'll catch you next time.
No kind of negotiations, no nothing, getting nothing going on.
Hey, listen, I don't feel like I can win with that with a nitrous car.
What would you need from a nitrous car or whatever? Or you just don't want to run a nitrous car, period?
I just don't want to run a nitrous car.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right, well, we'll move on from that one.
If somebody giving you a spot, you don't even want to race a nitrous car?
Well, you run them then. You run them then. We can start that.
I want to run you. I called you out.
Well, I can't. Hey, listen, I take everything in drag racing.
If somebody get Mark Jackson on here, he gonna be down there. Mark Jackson gonna be there.
Oh no,
I don't know about
that. Like talking to a
good luck with that one, Zeus. It's a lot of good luck tonight.
Hey, I'm just telling you, I don't want to run a nitrous car. I don't feel like I can win with one.
Well, that's ain't nothing wrong with that. Anybody tell you how to do your program, so.
No, can't say.
So, but let me say, who you asking for next? Mark Jackson. Mark, I know you're listening. Hit the one button. That damn Zeus must have been feeling kind of something. Well, what the hell are you drinking, Zeus? Are you feeling right froggy tonight, buddy? Good God.
Don Julio.
My man. My man.
Is it the silver?
That's that good stuff, Joe. You don't know.
The silver, the black 70? Is that the one you got?
Yes, sir.
All right. You don't know nothing about
that
kind of thing. You don't know nothing about that kind.
Oh, be quiet.
Hey, Long Island.
I know about the black.
Hey, Long Island. Well, you want to run an all motor car? You want to run a motor car?
Uh-oh.
Who's who?
Uh-oh.
Huh?
No, James. James, you want to run an all motor car? Another all motor car, James?
Small block?
Yeah.
What kind of car?
Uh-oh.
Oh, brother, the Mustang.
I can't hear him.
You said a Mustang.
It's a Mustang.
Nah.
It's a
guess it means no.
Oh boy, Antoine, how you gonna be working out if you taking pictures of ladies' rear ends?
I see this one of the pictures this morning. This joke ain't working out. They gonna kick him out of the gym. His first day at the gym, he gonna get kicked out.
Gonna get kicked out.
He gonna get kicked out.
Mm-hmm. Man, that's what he's doing.
He's taking pictures of the woman in front of him.
Hey, you know he a pervert.
Yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Did James say yes or no?
Oh, that's fucked up.
What I miss?
What happened with the all? Did James say yes or no about the Mustang?
I didn't Fat Albert, he said no. He said no, Fat Albert.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't hear it. My bad.
Know.
My bad.
Hey, what you think he
my
said?
Bad.
You know he
Damn. I didn't hear what he said, so I was waiting on him to get an answer. I didn't know he had gave it. Oh, my bad.
Antoine, you get kicked out, I'm telling you. First day, you get kicked out.
Hey, you welcome, Joe.
You're going to get kicked out, I'm telling you.
Hey, Joe. Are you sending you pictures of men's asses?
Oh,
no.
Here's Sammy go with his gay shit. See, there, man, I'm going back on mute. Hey, when something get interesting, just call me. I come off mute.
Yo, make sure you take us off mute when they even go over there and grab your ass and be throwing you out the gym.
Man, I ain't worried about that. Listen, I'm not worried about that. Hey, Joe. You see what I see, right?
Yeah, I see.
Hold on.
You see a husband in the corner on the left-hand side looking at you, taking the pictures.
Nah, I ain't worried about that. Hold on. It's my daughter. I can't.
Oh, my gosh. Look at this joker here.
Unbelievable.
Why
is my brain so hard?
Boy.
Hey, Joe. Mr. Joe.
Yeah, go ahead.
We got to get some races locked up for your show, man. Come on now.
Yeah, we got a few big ties that we done locked in. It's a couple good races, you know, but I want to see. I ain't no nicest guy, but I'm going to tell you, I think my son going to, he's supposed to run that Mustang. What's his name again? Because he asked him for the rematch. What's his name? Dougie Fresh?
Yeah.
I think Dougie Fresh. Wait, you know, I think he waits to 2 weeks of ahead of time, then he's locking in. And what's the other guy? What's the other one? The white Mustang, the big block with the big tires? He's been talking, too. I think something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're doing it. I let my son, I'm trying to let him turn him loose now, let him do what he got to do now. If you say you want to do it, go for it.
Hey, James. After that.
Watch you run.
James,
they calling you. Yo, James.
Yeah, I'm here. I have my phone.
Hey, James, this story. Listen, I got a – no problem. Listen, somebody texted me and asked me, why don't y'all try that motor Mustang, natural aspirated Mustang with Paul's car?
As long as it ain't flex or 10-speed, we'll try it.
All right, there you go. What was his name? Who was Zeus, I think it was?
No, that was 50 grand. As long as it ain't flex or 10-speed.
Was he still on here?
I'm still here. He knew who it was. That's why ain't no sense in me saying it. You know it was one of them, or both of them.
Yeah, I knew it was one of them. That's why I said no.
I ain't mad at you. I just only asked him, only a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what's that? What?
Now, I gotta keep it
real. What they got over in DMV that's on motor? That looking for some action.
All motor in the DMV. Damn, Lewis Joe, I don't know anybody in that dude.
Nobody. Nobody.
Lewis Collins.
Yeah, Lewis Collins. He's about the only one.
They had an all motor race last week.
Black and
they had
an
all motor race last week. Well, I forgot the guy's name, with the white Wesley or whatever.
Then you got with Doc Holliday. Doc Holliday all motor race.
Yeah, but he's not going to Northwest and South.
Growler's on motor, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Whatever. I think they, you know, they don't go down that far.
Yeah, Doc
right,
Holliday's
right,
not
right.
going to Northwest and South.
Doc Holliday going to be down there because he's...
Growler,
is
that black and green Nova?
No.
That's what we
Growler,
talk about,
Howard, green, Nova.
Lewis. Lewis Collins. You talking about Lewis. That's what we're talking about, Troy. Lewis Collins. But Doc Holliday, Avon said he's not going down there.
Okay.
But, Joe, didn't Doc Holliday say he was coming?
Yeah, he's supposed to be coming. He's supposed to be in that dance concert.
No, I was talking about Growler. I don't think he's going to.
Growler. Okay.
I was the one that said that Doc Holliday's not going to North versus South because I asked him if he was with his car. He said no.
Okay.
Okay. Thought he was going. I know. I guess he just going down with
it. Antoine, don't y'all got some notebooks that run on the motor?
Hey, that's what I'm about to say. Hey, I can't speak for that guy, but Antoine get a hold of him for Growler, but I don't think he traveled like
mute.
That.
Oh, okay. Man, if Doc Holliday comes with that Camaro, I'll take my nitrous off versus North versus South and run him head up.
He's not going to go, Sammy. I already asked
him. Sammy, ain't nobody taking you serious, man. You play too
Avon,
many games.
Avon.
What?
Let me ask you something.
Talk to me.
Every time something come out my mouth, don't I lock in?
Yeah, that's what I said. But they got to be on
games?
That A game
does
to fuck with you.
Does that sound like I play games?
Yeah.
I got a deposit right now for you, North versus South, too.
Yeah, I bet
now
you
what?
Do.
Oof.
I bet you do.
And go find out if you can take off of work Saturday because I'm going to cut your ass with the Tesla.
Hey, bring the Tesla to the fucking Freddy's race.
I'm sick of you.
You didn't need feed me neither. So, you know, I'm sick of you.
I didn't feed you.
Huh?
Shoot,
yeah,
you
fed me.
You,
I'm talking about the first time.
But I made up for it. I fed you a fat ass.
No, you didn't. That little plate, it was good as a motherfucker, though.
Motherfucker, I told you take more. You said, nah, I'm good.
Hey, if I'd known it was that good shit, I'd took the rest of it.
I told you take the tray.
You did.
Fuck the air squat. He don't need no food. That fat bastard is on a diet right now.
Oh, y'all done disturbed somebody. 443-341-51. Your mic is open.
Paul Allen, what's going on?
Put that mic on mute now.
What's happening?
What's
nothing,
up, Pop?
Nothing happened.
What's going on, Avon?
Ain't nothing, man. They looking for motor cars, and I mentioned Growler, but they tell them North versus South. I don't think he's going down there. I mean, you can speak for
who
the car, because that's your car, your people's.
Yeah, who looking, though?
All motor cars?
That I don't know.
Man, we're not running no ghost cars, Sammy. Hey, Sammy, set your ass down somewhere. hey, man, find out who it is, man. You know, Growler might take the trip. You know what I mean? He ain't been out of town. He ain't made no road trips. I know he was having problems with his pickup.
50 grand. Come on, say something, 50.
You got a car, all motor
Mustang.
Yeah. We're running with White Lightning.
No, man, we're not running that car, man. White Lightning is on a whole nother level. A whole nother level.
Well, yeah. I didn't know that.
I'm going to call Red Rock on that one.
Y'all want a rematch? Y'all want a rematch?
With who?
Cookie Monster.
What? Heads up.
He can't run no big block heads up there.
Well, you can't. You beat a big block. Hey, I'll tell you what, Long Island Joe.
Hey,
we'll put one
on
back together. We'll run you. No, sir. I'm not giving you no more gifts with that car. Hey, we couldn't even get back around you after we ran it.
Nah, y'all know what happened. Y'all didn't bring the rims up. That was it. That's the reason why. Come
hey, man,
on
we
now.
Took a hell, man. That's all. Hey, y'all want to run? You want to run heads up? We'll come. We'll bring it north versus south. All
right,
we'll
listen.
Bring Little Wonder. Talk to me.
Oh, we gonna try either one. Matter of fact, how about that? We gonna do either one.
I tell you
we
what.
We try either.
We're gonna your car the same day with Little Wonder.
Okay.
We'll get on the back lines, get everything figured out, the time and all that good stuff, and North versus
all
right,
South.
So, let me just.
So the growl is gonna. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Long Island.
The Growler run Cookie Monster. I'll run Little Wonder the same day.
Why not mix it up? A Little Wonder won both of y'all. But, yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay. We try
I like
that.
To get you, hey, I like to stretch you out down there on a quarter mile is what I like.
They don't have a quarter mile there, but look. I tell you what we gonna do. You're allowed to. We can run it 1,000 foot. So, I'm pretty sure we can go to 1,000 foot mark over there.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll
I know
get
they
it figured out. But yeah.
But I need to go to 1,000 foot mark.
Pops.
I'll talk to my brother tomorrow. I'll talk to my brother tomorrow, and get him on board. What's the date for North versus South?
14th and 15th
of October. Correct.
Yep. October 14, 15.
Okay. All right.
Pop.
Marcus will be he'll be in touch with you. Yes, sir.
Pops.
Sammy,
yo,
don't start with the bullshit, Sammy.
No. Just listen. I'll run growl and I'll take off the belt off the turbo and run your head up.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Did I say something wrong?
Yep. Take the belt
me,
the turbo.
Did I say something wrong?
We'll get what you hear in the
Why
next week. We'll give you make it official.
Okay, sound good. That sound good.
All right, I'm going back on mute.
All right, sound good.
I'll pick the belt off the turbo and run your head up.
Hey, Sammy, have a good night.
Oh, before you leave now, Rob, you going to be contestant number 5?
What's that? What is that?
In the dance contest. Old school.
No, sir. No, my knees
hurt. Ain't
mind
everybody in
it. I don't dance no more. Hey, now, I'm going to tell you something. My money on Avon.
Okay.
Hey, Pop, be quiet, Pop.
Yes,
be quiet, Pop.
I ain't saying no more.
Oh,
shit. Hey, Long Island Joe. Hey, contestant number 5 is a Red Rock. No contest for me.
No? Okay. I see a lot of everybody else jumped in it, though.
Hey, EJ, I'm putting EJ in it.
EJ in it.
Oh,
he got to dance over old school.
He'll
be dancing
over EJ and Avon.
Is Terry Hampton?
EJ and Avon for the win.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe, that person that was dancing at Wardle's thing at Maple Grove, he's in it too?
Yeah, he's in it too.
Terry Hampton?
The one I was dancing by your trailer.
Yeah, that's my nephew. He's going to be in it. He in it. He in it too.
Ain't nobody say Terry Handy. Where's Terry Handy at?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. We got to get a hold of him.
Is Weeby in it?
I don't know. Weeby, you getting in it? Oh, we had to give him a couple of drinks first. Get that moonshine going through him. He get in there.
Hey, Long Island.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe. Ask that
yeah,
guy who, if they want to run Growler, we got a duster, a heavy-ass duster we're trying with that's looking for action.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that pop? Mr. Mongus. Oh, I don't know if there's anything cut off or what, but this thing been acting up now.
Antoine, get Pops back on here. You need it. Get off that lipstick.
They want to run on a duff. They got a duff in the damn run with.
Now everybody got off the phone.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, son.
Avon, good.
I'm still
that,
here.
That was a fair. That was a fair race, no?
If you say so, Sammy,
yo,
I ain't gonna stop your hustle.
Hey, Joe, what'd they say?
They waiting for him to cut, somebody get Pops back on the phone. That's what they waiting for right now. Avon. Antoine.
He's on the elliptical right now.
Uh-oh. Well, he done got thrown out of the place. He's trying to get his phone back. They confiscated
it. What's up, Joe?
Man, you sound like you're breathing hard. You all right?
Man, I'm in here running, man. What's up?
You running for the security
guy? You running for security?
You said what?
You running for the security?
You running for the
security? Man, here y'all go with y'all bullshit, man. What y'all want, goddammit? Y'all want me? What y'all want?
No, they said, Pops was just on here just a while ago. He said he's going to talk to his brother, the Growler. They said they got a duster
okay.
That they want to run with.
Who's duster?
I don't know. They said he got a duster. He on here right now.
Yeah. Which duster?
No, you don't even talk to him about.
What's the name of the car?
I don't know. What's the name of the car?
It's one of the guys who's coming. There's a guy that's coming on down. You know, he's planning on coming out. He wanted to look for some action, bro. Show me
okay, send a picture of the car. Send a picture of the car, man. We ain't complaining on that fucking bullshit that y'all be playing.
Just Google 70 Duster. That's all you need to do. You see a picture of a car.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that, Sammy. God damn it. You think somebody, you can put somebody in the motherfucking shirt back? I didn't give a fuck about you.
But he working hard, bro. What are you doing?
You know,
he ain't working
man,
hard. He's running for security.
He's working, man.
It's a small
he's
guy.
What are you
running for security? A duster with a
what
small
block
in there. What are
you doing? On the treadmill?
If it's a duster with a small block.
Yeah, I'm on the treadmill. Okay, send a picture of it. I know 59 days on dusters with a small block.
I bet it's fiberglass and Lex Air.
Probably is. That's what I said. Send a picture of it.
I bet it ain't. It's a heavy-ass duster.
Okay, you keep talking. Send a picture. That's all you got to do. Fuck all the bullshit. Come straight to the chase. Send a picture of it.
See if I can find a picture. Get him to send me a picture.
So you jump from that bike to the treadmill.
Antoine, why are you on the treadmill playing food you ate Sunday?
Man, listen, I seen all that damn food I ate. I looked down and see my gut. I said, man, I got to go. Got to go.
So you went from the bicycle to the treadmill.
Man, listen, I'm hitting the bicycle to the treadmill. I might run 3 miles and get over here and do some pull-ups. And go home and do some bicycle crunches.
You go eat
man,
that
hell
cookie?
No, fuck a cookie.
You got
shit,
some pictures.
Man, Sammy, I'm not.
Wait
Sammy,
a minute.
Sammy, I'm not trusting anything that's affiliated with you. Fuck you, fuck the cars that you talk
I'm
about. Now, how about
picture.
That? Fuck that picture. That ain't the car. Bye.
Leave the soda alone, and that'll help your belly. Just soda alone.
I don't drink no
soda.
Wait a minute.
I don't drink any soda.
The other day, a couple of weeks ago, fucking Antoine was pissed because the kids ate all the snacks.
I was.
They're trying to help them diet. They were helping them out. Shit.
Yeah, that's what that was. It was like, I got to help you out, Pop Pop.
Yeah. Matter of fact, Antoine, that duster was at Maple Grove.
So, send a picture.
It was. It was at Maple Grove.
Man, Sammy, send a damn
picture.
I don't give a. Listen, Sammy, I don't give a fuck if it was at goddamn Daisy Duke's Palace tonight. Send a picture.
But I'm just telling you, go to Maple Grove, Corners Nationals. You'll see the picture there. It was there.
That's too much. That's too much work.
Exactly.
You said you want to lose some weight, so.
what the hell else you want, Sammy?
Man, just go back on mute. That's what I want. Scary ass bitch.
Yo, keep sliding them uppercuts.
I'll get with you on the back line. Pop's going to bed. Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Pop.
Okay. Take you now.
Pop.
All right,
Pop.
What?
Yo, Pop.
All right, Ava. What you want, Sammy?
You know, Antoine's new named his what do you call it? Gave his truck a new name.
Here we go, the bullshit.
What's the new name?
Old
Sam?
Dirty bitch. It's old dirty bitch.
Here we go with the bullshit.
Okay.
Antoine.
Hey, we okay with that.
Hey, listen, we don't give a fuck about none of that. As long as that motherfucker bring in cha-ching. I don't care about none of that shit.
I'm going to stay quiet on that.
What you say? You hold tight. I'm going to tell you what, Sam. This is what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to shut your ass up. You hold tight. Let me get this motherfucker together. You go sit back in Billy G's car. I might run your head the fuck up with you on motor. Now, keep fucking with me.
Oh.
You want me to sit in the car?
Ain't that what I said? Let me get it ironed out, and you can sit in the motherfucking car, and I'll bring your head the fuck up. I don't give a fuck about you in that car or that car. Now,
you gonna get in the car too?
Don't ask me no questions. Bye.
Shit, I get in my own car. I'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Sound like that's why I hit some steroids over there. Got that extra boost in it?
Yeah, man, them energy drinks is a motherfucker.
We're going to see Antoine come with him. He'll come with that muscle shirt on North versus South, boy. They have a white beat on.
Better not be North versus South.
One arm gonna look like Popeye.
Oh,
he behind them girls every time I look around. You know what happened? Got a big ass muscle on one arm, right arm, big as hell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you doing? Working out that one arm.
That's gonna look a little awkward.
Yeah, gonna be rough. Yeah, you man.
Gonna be on balance like a motherfucker.
Man, you were breathing hard though. He got to get his timing right. Like that, boy. That's rough. Well, y'all get ready because ODB is
going to be
getting
in the gym for another 5 minutes. You heard, Joe?
Shoot.
He's going to
be
in the gym for another 5 minutes, and then he's going home.
Shoot.
Matter of fact,
he was sounding. I mean, I'll be ready now. He was breathing hard, boy. Oof. Breathing hard.
Another 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. He'd be in McDonald's.
All that training, you think you're going to turn the lights on?
Yeah.
Don't worry about me turning nitrous on. You haven't turned enough on yet to make me even be scared of you.
Ooh. Wow.
Run that red heavy ass duster. God damn. Man, he ain't never been nowhere.
Hey,
never watching in your stead.
Joe, I got a big tire car. Is Racing Jason coming for Superman?
Against who?
Cobalt.
Huh? Who?
Pete, Daniel Hall. Daniel
Man,
Hall.
Y'all lost out there, right? He just got beat by Jason.
Joe, you race blocking, Joe.
I'm part of that team. You look on the back of that wing. What that say? I bet.
No, you ain't part of the team. It just said that you sponsored him. So that don't mean you're part of the team because you sponsored him.
Hold up. I'll put Jason on here right now. Let me put Jason on here right now.
Joe. Hold on. Stone Cola running. Now, how about that? Since you part of the team, Mouth.
Damn, I ain't never hear Fat Albert talk like this.
Oh, shit.
Just
hold on, I'm going to make a phone call. Hold up. Hold up. Ah, shoot. Let me see if I can see what the man can tell me. He's going to take permission on this one. Let me see.
Oh, Joe, I'm going to pull you on you. Now why you need permission if you're part of the team?
Lock in, Mouth.
Who you talking to, Joe?
He said lock in, Mouth.
Who you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Fat Albert.
All right, what do you want to do?
Against Stone Cold.
Mouth.
Oh, shit.
All right.
Hold on. Leave me for a minute. I got to talk to him. But I have to go ahead and lock him in. Hold on.
Oh, shit. I don't know, Fat Albert. You might get locked in, buddy.
Like somebody supposed to get scared because he's part of the team. That's even better for us.
Hey, Fat up.
So,
Fat up.
Yeah.
That's your car?
It's my partner's car.
Okay.
He's affiliated with it. Yeah, he's affiliated with it.
Me and him, Fat Albert. He drives, you know, so we together.
I got a call around Stone Cold. North versus South, off the trail.
Right now, Sam, you irrelevant right now, Sam. But anyway, let me get back to the other people.
Oh, shit. Yo, Fat Albert on some disrespectful stuff.
Joe pissed me off now. He going to get what he's looking for.
I want the Cobo. I want the Cobo.
With what?
A Mustang.
Sammy, I'm true to this, not new to this. I'm not Antoine. You send me a picture of the car.
I sent you a picture of the car like 2 years ago.
All right, I tell you what, 5 inch or smaller, you got it.
No, it's none of that shit. No, sorry, can't do that.
Okay, well, then move on.
Who bought this separation? This is good.
Top sportsman versus top sportsman. That's what I want to hear. Big tire.
Well, if you got a 5 inch or smaller, he'll run you.
It's a 5 inch.
I need a little more just to.
Have to wait until after Saturday. After Saturday,
what?
We definitely. After Saturday, then we can be at a lock-in.
Shut up. Hey, look, ho. When I want a piece of ass, I don't say, look, I want a piece of ass, but I'm going to wait till Saturday. No, I want a piece of ass now.
God damn it. Go ahead.
Wait. Look, You might say you want it, but you can't get it. You know what I mean? You're tight on it right now. If you can get it that fast, but wrong.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim Hawk, when I want some ass, I don't go tell the girls, baby, I want some ass, but I'll wait till Saturday. What the fuck I go to her for now for?
Oh, you might say you got to you want to tell her that she wants some ass right away, and what is she going to tell you? You got to wait.
Well, don't you ain't.
But, yo,
you got to be a hook to it.
I got a text
okay.
Right. It's no name. Hold on. They want to see you, yo. Oh, Lord. Matter of fact, I want to say it. I'm going to send this to Antoine. Let him say it. But anyway, let me get back to
hey,
you,
send it to me because, you know, I don't mind. I don't give a fuck. I'll say it.
Antoine
going to
say that shit real raw.
and don't give a fuck about it. Now, come on with it. Send it to me, Fat
Albert. Fat Albert.
It's about to be real nasty.
Yo, Fat Albert. But Albert, yes, that thing, yeah.
Did Pro Stock Joe send you to the box?
Oh, my God. I don't want to say that one either, Fat Albert. Fat Albert,
Joe send you that box?
Go ahead,
he
Antoine.
Send me that box.
Man, listen, I don't want to
send you that little black box. Huh?
No, he didn't.
But Joe, I don't know. I think you have some of that box in you right now.
Hey, Tori.
So he want to wait till Saturday.
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Okay, y'all ready? Okay. I need everybody to be quiet. I'm about to say this, okay? And I'm gonna just be real about. Hold on. Let me pump two more real quick before I say, because I don't want to get yelled at. Hold on.
Read it verbatim. Read it verbatim.
Okay. Excuse me. Testing. 1, 2. Can y'all hear me out there? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, verbatim. Can we see Long Island Joe in a green slow Vega versus that black slow 8-ball truck at North versus South? Key. That's exactly what it says. I'm back on mute.
If you run motor, that's about it. Key. That's it. That's all you're going to see.
Hey,
I don't run no nice car.
Hey, Tori, I didn't want to say it. Tori, I didn't want to say it. I might get penalized. I didn't want to say it, brother.
No, you ain't penalized. I was going to say if we're going to see ODB in that Green Vega again. And I'm going back on mute. Fell out. Somebody call 911.
Nah. Well, as of right now, the truck is planning not to be there. But if something changes, Joe, you will be the first person I run off the trailer.
Woo! Friday or Saturday?
It can be either or. If the truck is there, it doesn't even matter. I'm gonna run through him, not to him. I'm gonna run through him.
Yeah, that's heads up. That's heads up, like
so
we did. I ain't getting it clear. I'm just heads up this time, right?
On the phone.
You all right?
Man, I'm in here lifting these weights, man.
That sounds like a dog running behind you. I hear a dog barking.
You
know, security fucking dog running behind you.
He's scared, so he got to go. He got a dog just now.
Yeah.
Come on, let me do.
He clamped up. Antoine?
So,
Joe. What you said, he's scared? That's why he has a dog with him?
Yeah,
he's scared, so.
Hey, Joe. Joe, hold on.
Yeah.
Stone Cold feeling so good. Get Walter Mann on here. I ain't forgot about his ass. I ain't forgot about him. Get his ass on.
No,
No, you're not getting Walter Man on here. No,
I didn't forget about
it. No, you're not.
Yes, I'm. Look, I'm already locked in with the nephew. I might as well do the uncle too. I might do the whole fucking family. Shit, get the uncle on here.
Damn. Damn. This is how Albert act when they got oil pressure. God damn.
We ain't playing. Now talk about the flex plate now, Sam. I'm calling all them motherfuckers up.
Hold on, Clippy, call the thing like the flux.
Shut up.
Oh shit.
I just want to know what Long Island, when Long Island,
break.
What day he wants ODB, on a Friday or Saturday? Long Island, when you want ODB, on a Friday or Saturday?
I'll take him on Saturday.
I'll take him on Friday off the trailer.
Sammy, I don't give a flying fuck. If you cook me double lamb with rice, onions, and extra white sauce, I'm not racing. Now, how about that?
I'm coming on motor. I'm driving. You come on motor.
He said double lamb with white sauce.
Well, listen, I tell you what. The only way I'm gonna race you is if you put your adopted son in the goddamn car and I run your heads up. And you know who your adopted son is? The thing when it jumps in your inbox about racing, driving your cars.
They only have one adopted
son. Look at this. Look at this right here. Lord Jesus.
His name is SQ Kid.
No. You got one also. They call him HM. Not H&M, HM. Well, excuse me, HTM. You know who I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who you're talking about, but I got one adopted kid.
Yes.
And he'll get behind the wheel and fuck you up.
Assign the manager. Now, if it ain't that, clear my goddamn line.
Did he ever drive my car?
No, he was begging like he does everybody else.
All right, but I'm talking about I got my adopted son. I'll get him. I'll put him in the car. And he'll cut your ass. His name is SQ Kid.
So, what's your point?
Or I could get myself in there and suit up and crack your ass. Either or. Which one you want?
Tori, how you doing, man? Hey, Tori, when you come down here, you staying on Sunday, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? We can run over there Old Mill, get some crabs or something. I'm not dealing with goddamn this.
I didn't get behind the wheel.
Dollar Tree dollar.
I'm going to see what the missus say, partner. I'm going to see what the missus say.
Matter of fact, I'll throw Tori in there.
Oh, see, now you're trying to warm it up.
And Tori can't drive shit, so I'll throw Tori in there. Oh, boy. I can't. Yeah. It's an easy DP because my car, though, you know, the parts are never coming in. They're not coming. You might get an easy DP. He's back on the obstacle? What happened? Antoine? I think he called his man. I think he's calling his pimp right now. Are you calling your daddy, Marcus, to find out if you can lock me in or not?
What part of if the truck is there, I'm going to run Long Island Joe? What part don't you get that? What part don't you get with that?
I don't care about Long Island.
Antoine, you said you.
Man, I'm not worried. Sammy, how about this? Fuck you. Fuck the lamb, fuck the car, all your cars, and that goddamn fake ass white sauce shit. Now fuck you. Now bye.
And Fat Albert got a picture of the car too.
And it wasn't sitting in my phone, so what difference does it matter? All right then.
Fat Albert can hold the DP if that's not the car. You get the whole pot.
Oh shit!
I sent the picture last Tuesday, December 6th, to Albert. So that's when he got the picture of the car. You want me to text the picture?
No, I really don't. I really want you to shut the hell up and just keep being an NGRA member. That's what I want you to do.
How's that going on?
You want me to tell you how it's going on? It's a piece of shit is what the fuck it is. It's a disorganized piece of shit. That's what it is.
But y'all still on this live, dude. Right?
Man, listen, I'm gonna keep it a band with you. I get on there just to hear the bullshit. I'm gonna keep it a band. He done changed the rules 1729 times. Different about this. Man, who gives a flying fuck? That's why I went and put that post out there the other day. God, didn't have 4,500 shares of shit about this damn shit about him trying to get some goddamn money. Ain't nobody gonna really support it because of who is behind it. That's what the mentality of it is.
Yo,
man, that's Travis Reed's old car, man.
He sent me one of them.
That's my teammate's old car.
And I thought that was a scam.
Come here. What? Come here.
That's Travis Reed's old car. That's my teammate's old car that you got. I know about that car. Next, what about it? So I didn't know about the car?
Yeah, that's the car that I bought. Yeah, and?
Okay, and so what happens now? You want a cookie?
So that's the car I'm coming with.
Okay, so? Do you want a cookie?
That's the car I'm coming
Antoine,
with.
Antoine, hard today,
that's what I'm asking.
Y'all talking about me. Antoine, the one that's all hard today. Y'all talking about me.
Fat, I'm in here.
You've been disrespectful. That's the difference.
Fat up. Let me tell you what I'm doing, all right? I'm in here lifting weights, looking at camel toes and biker shorts, and I hear dumbass Sammy talking about some bullshit. Do you think I'm saying this motherfucker don't want
to? You know, damn.
You looking at camel toes and bikers?
Hold on.
You're looking at camel toes and bikers?
Oh, my God.
Lon, did you hear what he just said? Fat Abba, you heard what he said before. You heard what he said, right?
He said he was looking at camel toes
and bikers.
And biker shorts, man. Shut the hell up, Sammy, man. God, dog, you always want to take something twisted,
you
man.
You didn't say shorts. You said bikers.
Oh, Lord. Look at that right there. Hey, I'm about to get out of here. Listen, Sammy, what the hell do you want? You're not locking the race in with me, okay? Let's start there. How about you take your Mustang that you had that small block turbo and go ahead and run Billy Brown back, the one that you should have been, the one that you couldn't beat anyway because since you tried to bring a ghost car and the ghost car got fucked up.
I never locked in with a ghost car. Lock that in for North versus South again. Wow.
You pay deposit. Oh. What the fuck doesn't matter to us because you blew up. You blew up chasing E.T. Now, how about that?
I didn't blow up chasing E.T. The car never made it. The truck blew out.
No, the car that you – okay. Well, it didn't matter. Hold up. The car didn't make it? You sure?
I'm positive the car didn't make it that day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, take that black damn Mustang that you got, that small block turbo. Take the small block turbo car that you always talking about, your little boost car, and just lock in with Boogeyman. Mm-hmm. Just call it a day so you can shut the hell up.
Why I want to lock in Boogeyman when I can lock your stupid ass in? You don't own that truck.
Okay, so my point again. Do you think I'm gonna waste my time dealing with your three-quarters twisted T ass that don't know your left from your right and can't even drive correctly in a straight line? You think I'm gonna really come back with this shit? Same with you.
Take the next lane, you can find out if I could drive or not.
Well, I mean, at Gordo's race, you know, you was going all zigzag going down the track in your old hatchback.
My old hatchback. Oh, the car you're supposed to pay, with the one that you thought that you were locked in with, that you paid the deposit to?
Yep, Sammy.
Okay. No, but I'm talking about.
Sammy.
All right, you know what? I got a good one for you. I'll run you with that same fucking car right there. That one that was at Maple Grove, I'll run you head the fuck up. We drive 20 miles, go straight to the lane, and go.
Oh, my God. Here we go. I can do that, but still.
Do it then.
Next.
I ain't
put the tags on the car yet. Next.
I'll pay for your insurance and registration.
Well, to pay for the next 5 years.
I'll get your dealer plate.
Nah, I don't want none of that. Man, Sammy, what else is this, man? You want me so bad, goddammit. What is it, Sammy? You ain't got no Ciroc tonight.
I'll tell you the truth all the way through. I need the slowest car from the old the bad mouth bitches, and you're the one. You're the slowest.
After I go through you,
I want Bam Bam. You're driving.
Okay, so you're saying Bam Bam's the next slowest. Okay.
Yes.
Which you are correct. You're correct. I am the slowest car, and I appreciate that.
No problem. So you're the slowest,
thank
and
you,
then
Sam.
I want Bam Bam next. And then I want Littlefoot, and then I go for A-Ball because he's the fastest in the crew.
But you're right. You're absolutely correct.
I'm just keeping it real. All right, now move on to the next. I'm tired.
I'm going to just be real about it. I like to see Long Island Joe versus EJ. D. Waters, what's going on?
Versus who?
EJ, what's going on, baby? I'm good.
Antoine, keeping it real.
EJ need a spot. No. But I'm just saying, I like to see a good race.
So why are you talking about EJ's car for?
I'm just saying, I like to see a good race.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to show you something. Get EJ to North versus South. I give him the back tire.
All right.
No, he need more than back tire, Joe.
It's 1,000-foot mark.
I know it, Joe. He need more than the back tire, but that ain't my problem. I know a good race, but you can disagree with me.
Hold on. We want a deposit off of him, too, so just remember that about that. Supposedly 51
or
whatever you want. Y'all don't count that. But we got the deposit. That race never happened. Y'all took it. What's wrong with that? Those cookie monster and that. The same they were supposed to get off. Do it. Let's do it. If I take my car, I'd give them the back tie.
Hold on. Now, you said what now with Cookie Monster?
That's a gamble.
Cookie Monster, I go heads up with him. With Cookie Monster, I go heads up with him. My car getting the back tire.
My name is Ben and I'm not in it, but I ain't going to say what I would say about that. But I'll relay the message.
You should lock it in, Antoine. You mentioned it, so you should lock it in.
Man.
Antoine.
What you say, Sammy? Sammy, what you say?
Antoine, you mentioned the race tonight. you mentioned the race. You should lock it in. Long Island gave you the race.
You can't talk for that
you
car.
Wanted.
I just said I can't speak for the car. I'm just saying I would like to see that race.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing the same shit you do, Sammy. I like to see that race, but I'm not going to say
anything. Because you're asking Joe for spots for his car, too, so I don't know.
In my personal opinion, I think I know what he needs, but he won't get it. But who cares? I'm not that car owner.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Sammy.
Yo.
Is Bam Bam going to be a North versus South?
I wish he would,
but I doubt it.
Who's looking for Bam Bam?
Pebbles.
Man, bye.
What's wrong with that?
Hold on. Man, Joe, hold on, Joe. I'm about to make something happen real quick. Hold on.
Barney Rubble is looking for Bam Bam, his daddy.
He said he's going to make something happen now. Antoine going to call up to make it happen.
Joe, I ain't even talking about no damn races. I'm making something else happen, Joe. Fuck the damn races. I'm making something else happen. Hold on.
I keep telling y'all he watching.
Oh, shit. I thought he was talking about me.
He's making something happen with the biker.
He give him a happy ending from himself.
Is Bam Bam going to be on the property? Is Bam Bam going to be on the property?
He can't speak for Bam.
What do you want, Crybaby? What do you want, Crybaby? What do you want, man? I just said, what do you want? What car, man? You keep saying, is Bam Bam going to be on property? Bam Bam, what car?
Hey, Bam Bam.
Speak. No, I hear Zeus talking. What is he talking about? What car is he talking about bringing? I'm not speaking foreign language. What the hell car is he going to bring?
Can you lock it in?
Stupid.
Yeah, I can lock the car in. What car? What is he talking about? Even though we already
Mustang
told him was entertaining, even though we already said we was entertaining, then what? Man, listen. I'm looking at something, and I'm on the fucking phone call. I'm seeing something. Y'all fucking me up.
Zeus.
That's something
there. He's looking at the biker right now. Leave him alone.
Shit, I have my biker.
He's looking at the biker right now. Leave him alone.
Oh, he's been gay?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, Zeus, what car is you trying to raise Bam Bam? Don't waste my fucking time, man. Y'all fucking me up right now. You can't. You're wasting my time. What car do you want to raise Bam Bam with? You want slow shit or stupid finger? Which one is it? Like, let's be real. Like, stop wasting my motherfucking time. What fucking car are you trying to race with? I ain't got all goddamn night. I can be back here looking. I can be back here on the damn treadmill looking
late.
What car is you locking up tonight? If I give you a car, can you lock it up tonight, though? I can. And I got something for you. Y'all hear this? Yes, I can lock it in. What car? This is exactly why ODB didn't run his slow shit. Ain't nobody got time for his fake ass pump fake and shit. Come on these shows locking all this big ass money. Ain't fucking racing, man. Fuck him. Fuck what he's talking about. Bye. Now go back looking for
me. Kiss my black ass. You sound crazy, man. Which guy you got to run with, Zeus? Hello, I'm Joe.
Bam Bam versus Buckwheat,
2500, lock the pot in the night. Can you talk for the card or not?
I can, and I'm going to say, fuck
okay.
it. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Go play with the bikers.
Bam Bam. What? Man said lock in Bam Bam. The Buckley.
He said lock the whole party in.
What the hell? 2500.
Tonight. He said tonight.
That red dust, that's verbatim. So see if you can get him some action. He got a small block in it. You know, it's a red duster, heavy as hell, with a small block. He's looking for some action for North versus South.
North versus South.
So he can bring it down there. Yeah.
Okay.
You can't talk to old Antoine because he says he can lock in for the cars, but he doesn't. He runs away.
Okay, Wait, hold tight, and I'm gonna read it verbatim. Exactly what was said. Bam Bam don't have no oil pressure at this point in time, and he's not entertaining that fake ass motherfucker named Zeus Central. Bye. Back on you.
That money don't be fake though. That 2500 ain't fake. So how you gonna fake that?
Man, we don't give a fuck about no. You think we scared of you with Bam Bam? We made you go red dog. He just said he's not entertaining.
Well, listen, if I'm easy money, lock it back
man,
into the free
Hey, Tori, my brother, do you want oxtails or curry goat? See, here you go, capping and all that crying and that baby, that bullshit.
I'll take oxtails.
You got my oxtail for next weekend?
Gotcha. Sam, you want oxtails too, Sammy?
Yeah, I want some oxtails, you dumb bitch, you.
Fuck, you know what, fuck you. I'm going to give you pixie because I don't like your name. Fuck
you.
Man,
I'm going to
call your daddy.
Antoine. You ain't going to see me now? You scared of me like that? Damn.
Hold on.
Hey, Zeus, I'm going to read it verbatim. Oh, here we go. Do Zeus want Bigfoot for $2,500? Heads up. Lock.
He's gonna cry like a bitch.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, y'all heard what Zeus said?
Man,
he'll run Bigfoot. Heads up. Go ahead, Antoine.
He said, lock the whole pot in. Shit.
Lock the whole pot.
Lock the whole
pot. Head up, race. North versus south. Buckwheat, Bigfoot. Head up. Got it. We ain't come off the trail either.
Damn, Zeus, you don't play. You already sent me the 2,500.
No.
God damn.
Oh, I'll play, Sammy.
Fat Albert, my PayPal went ring just now.
Okay, he said lock the whole pot in a week before the race.
No, lock the pot in tonight. You want in your mouth, you get what you want. Lock the pot in tonight.
We ain't waiting till the week of the race. Lock it in tonight. You called me out with Bigfoot. I'll accept it. Now lock it. I was looking for scams.
He said
but 5
o'clock
to
30. Okay, well, he said that Saturday before the race, 5 p.m., he'll lock the whole party.
Oh, you heard what I said, Unc. You know how I play. What I say, Unc.
We don't move at your pace, motherfucker. We say how we move, goddammit. Now, if you don't like
it,
just decline and sit your ass
out.
Back on the porch.
You call me out. If you don't lock it in tonight, ain't no race. If you don't lock it in tonight, ain't no race.
Okay, watch this. We've been said we wasn't entertaining you, so why the fuck you come on these shows?
Okay,
like
so why you talking?
Ass.
I'm looking
coming
for
Bam.
Okay, but if you ain't locking it in tonight, don't entertain me.
Bam said he don't have no oil pressure.
Okay,
so let it be.
Ain't no sense of talking then. If he ain't locking in that 2,500 tonight, he might as well go to sleep or go to the gym with your weak ass.
Man,
that's
go ahead and go on some goddamn wear, man. That's slow ass truck.
Right,
you
right.
Go the fuck on some damn wear.
Right. You ain't locking that money in.
Oh, my God.
Well,
his response was, you just talking blah, blah, blah.
hey, Uncle Ward, am I just talking?
Say what now?
Uncle Ward, am I just talking?
Zeus, wait.
Well, now you done locked in one big race. I don't know if everybody know about it, but you got. Wait a minute.
Week of the race, they say lock. Yes.
He said a week before the race. Yes or no? He said he'll lock the whole pot.
Lock it in now. Yes. We lock it in now. I don't give a fuck about the week. We lock it in now. Lock the whole pot. 2,500. Fat Albert. Remember this. You hear this? Doo-doom.
Yeah.
Doo-doom. We don't move to his heartbeat. We move to ours. Listen, what the fuck we just said. We're not locking shit in now. And fucking races in October. Fuck out of here with that little Kathy shit, because he's doing anything he can to think that he can get a fucking $2,500. That truck ain't even worth $2,500. He's trying to work for $2,500. Man, sit your capping ass now. Now I'm back on mute looking at these goddamn ass cheeks. Bye.
Damn.
Yeah, look, go look at those bikers. Keep saying we.
Shut up. Well, he said no race. He said he done with it, Zeus. He said no. All right,
but no, I know that. I know better than. I tell you one thing for
damn,
sure. Two
Zeus,
for certain,
I refund this money. Can I hold it?
Listen, well, I tell you one thing for sure, two for certain. When you count on your program and you ready to lock that bread in, lock that bread in. If you ain't, then sit the fuck back. Period.
Zeus, do I have to refund this money back?
You've been chasing me and chasing me. I'm giving you your race. Lock the pot in. Everybody knows that. He's been chasing me and chasing me. Now lock the fucking pot in. Be a man.
God damn it, you just like a play pussy. You know that? God damn, we got to chase
you.
When we finally get your ass, you still run. God damn, man.
Hey, Zeus, he said, I love this word. I don't know who came up with this word. He said, you capping.
one full thing for sure, two for certain. The only thing capping is that motherfucker's bling on his end is capping.
Uh-oh.
Fat Albert.
I don't know where y'all come up with these words, but this should be fun.
Fat Albert.
Yeah, come on, Sammy.
You know, Zeus sent me $2,500. Zeus sent me $2,500 already. Should I send it back?
I mean, Marcus said he would lock it in, but he's going to be, the Saturday before the race, that 1 week before, that's all.
Yeah, so, hold on.
Zeus, can I hold? Can I hold? I could double this money. Can I hold it?
hey, Joe Gray. Joe Gray. Where's Joe Gray?
I'm here.
Hey, look, he said, is anything wrong with doing it a week before? Is there anything wrong with that?
Nah, nothing wrong with it.
I mean, $2,500 right now, a month away. I mean, I don't think I would send $2,500 a whole month. But, you know, to each his own. I ain't knocking Zeus for what he's doing, but, you know, a week before, that's a good thing. The man's going to do the whole pot.
About $500 right now.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, eight.
A week. Or it'd be good to lock the whole pot in like that.
Yeah, 25. I mean, not saying neither one of them got it. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, that's a whole month away from $2,500.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But a week before. Hey, Sammy, I'm going to read this verbatim, Sammy. You listening?
Uh-huh.
Where everybody go? Sammy.
I'm here.
I'm still here.
I'm listening.
I mean, Sam.
I hear you, Fat Albert. Tell Sammy go eat. Okay, it said, please tell Sammy go eat some white sauce with red lipstick on.
Damn.
Oh, no, that's their teammate. That's their teammate Antoine in the gym right now with the red lipstick playing with the bikers.
Oh, shit. But anyway, maybe that race will still get locked in. I'm not going to give up on it. I like to see that race myself. But, you know, maybe they can come to a compromise. You know, but, you know, to each his own. I mean, if the man want to lock it in now, that's him. But the other man, say, a week before, you know, it just, I don't know. Let me see what they say. So, we'll go from there.
Well, I guess we won't see that one until the week before. And we see the other one. We'll know something by Saturday for the other one. We'll pour some water on Stone Cold.
Hey, Fat Albert over here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead. Oh, I got a question for you. Real quick, see. I just got a side check while I was looking at something, bro.
Okay.
Now, he's still locked in 2,500 whole pot, right? Correct.
Right.
Is that what he said? Did he lock Mark Jones in for the whole 5,000, or did he lock in for a deposit 1-on-5 or 2 or 1-on-3 or something like that?
Stop right there. Okay, I'm gonna answer that. He wanted to lock him and Mark Jones both wanted to send the whole thing. And I told him no. I'm not gonna receive no 5,000 apiece. I'm not gonna do that. No sir.
Because you're not getting hit by the IRS.
No, I'm not going to have nobody I'm not going to have the federal government knocking on my door. Why are you receiving $10,000? Oh, hell no. No, sir.
Thank you for clearing that up, sir. Him and
Mark Jones, both of them wanted to send it to that day. But I said, look, just cut it down to 1,000. So they both sent 1,000 apiece. So, I mean, I'm not going to do no shit like that. It's not, send it to Joe Gray. Don't send it to me. Hell no.
Nah, don't send it to me.
Hold on. I got something for you, Fat Albert. Hold on.
Fat Albert, he's sending you a picture of a biker right now. Block his ass.
Hey, Antoine. I got a text.
You said,
drive, Antoine. You got the back tire.
If I drive what?
ODB.
With who? With who?
Zeus.
Man, tell him read what the back of ODB says and what it says. Read it verbatim. Kiss my dry ass. Bye.
Hmm.
Fred, they get your dry ass. Good stuff.
Uncle Brittenham, you on here?
But Zeus and Mark Jones wanted, they wanted to lock the whole party in, so I mean, I can't lie. He did. Both of them wanted to do it. I told both of them, don't send that much money right now.
So,
I told them, no, don't send that much money, not to me.
No good, huh?
If he, I mean, maybe that race, maybe he'll get locked in. All I can say, maybe, but you know, I'll just leave it at that.
Fat Albert, check your Facebook. I just tagged you on something, Fat Albert.
Okay, hold on.
Damn, bud. Antoine got some skills. He's looking at bikers. He's on Facebook. He's talking on the phone, and he's texting. Where does the gym come in?
Antoine, it hasn't came through yet. I'm on. I don't see none where you're tagging.
Get that old smoky moonshine.
I just sent it to you again, Fat Albert. Watch that. Watch that minute and 14 minute. What I just sent you. Thank you.
Leave him alone.
All right, the man said if y'all don't lock the whole party, you got. He said he'll get you to this Saturday to lock the whole party. If it ain't got to be today, but you got till this Saturday. Today till Saturday to lock the whole party.
Watch how early this dumb motherfucker leaves. Before the tree activates. Look at that dumb ass shit. And this motherfucker on the phone trying to talk about we were locking for $2,500. This dumb motherfucker didn't let the tree activate and left. Man, fuck him.
Free money. Then you got free money. Stupid. You a dumb motherfucker. You got free money if I went like stupid. That lock the fucking party.
I know how to do this shit. He's a dumb motherfucker. That's the second a dumb motherfucker. You bet on the you bet on the tree and leave before it activates. You definitely had a fucking light. You cut a -692 light and sit up there talking dumb shit. Man, bye.
I got 2,500. Say I'll do it again. I got 2,500. Say I'll do it again. I bet you that 2,500 don't happen again. No.
Okay, watch this. Your money is no good to us. Bye.
Yeah, I know, because you scared of shit. That's why. You got slow shit. That's why.
All right, hey, Zeus, he said, tell him, fuck him. We don't have to race him. That's a scared-ass tactic. Like I said, he'll lock in the week before. If not, go eat beans. His money means nothing to us. We faster than him.
Now, read that back again. Read it back, please.
He said, tell him, fuck him. We don't have to race him. That's a scared-ass tactic. Like I said, lock the week of the race, a week before the race. If not, kick rocks and eat beans. His money means nothing to us. We faster than him.
Now, let me ask all the intelligent people that's on here tonight. Y'all real intelligent. We all grudge racers. We done been around the world. Looked at all these grudge races and everything, right? So I traveled all these states, went to all these hot-ass tracks, sweating, having a good time, laughing, giggling, right? Betting money, losing money, right? So if I'm so slow, right, and I got easy money, wouldn't you want to take it? Think about that. They got this grand opening down the street, right? They say, you're free money. You ain't going to go get in line?
Zeus, listen. I'm going to say it just like this. What we said was, pay your debts, we'll lock you in. No debts were paid. Fuck you. Now let it be. Of course, that's what we said. We standing on the dog. Let it be.
I'm done.
Thank you. God damn. How much more times we got to tell you that? Now, thank you. Now, bye. What up? Hey, Tori. Listen, man. I'm also probably get some pineapple upside down cake and shit, too, when you come there, Tori.
Yeah, I'll get at a try. I'll get at a shot.
Come on with it. I got moonshine too.
Don't want that. Don't want none of that.
Hello? Anybody there? Hello?
Yeah, we're here, buddy. We're here, buddy.
Oh, I got quiet quick.
Yeah, I killed him for that 2500. That's what happened. That 2500 went up. And
man, despite what goes on, the arguments, this shit is funny as hell.
What's happening, Long Island? Jerry Curl. I'm going to call you Jerry Curl from now on, Long Island. Your name is going to be Jerry Curl. <All
right.
laughs> What's happening,
Jerry Curl? I'm going to call you DuPont.
Oh, damn.
I know you saw that DuPont.
No, Joe. I'm going to let you have it. No, Joe, I didn't know.
Don't tell me ain't nobody seen that DuPont.
No, Joe.
They were twins. That Albert. Fat Albert?
What?
Tell me they wasn't twins. Huh?
Who?
They came back with the same haircuts, everything.
Lock in. Ken, 2500 or better. Let's lock in right now. Yeah, let's go. All
right.
All right.
Oh, what?
Antoine.
Who are you locking in with, a biker?
Antoine, I got a text. Antoine, they say they need some of them pork chop sandwiches at North versus South.
Listen, what now?
They say, I got
what
a text. They tell Antoine we going to eat them pork chop sandwiches.
Gregory Sharp.
Yeah.
All right, I know who that was. That's my man. Tell Gregory I got him next weekend. If he catches me in the track, I got
cooking.
Him on that pork chop. Nah. I was supposed to be cooking.
You're
going to
miss that shit you got to go
to. Cooking pork chop.
Oh. God damn.
I don't know. Let me see if I can get this thing. Yeah, I'm
gonna take that name. Antoine. Come on, with Fat. I'm gonna leave my mic open so I can go ahead.
Okay, he got the last text. He said, "If you drive, you got all four."
Oh Lord Jesus Christ,
damn.
Man, he's on his knees. He's on his knees like a $2 whore on goddamn on 4th Street. Goddamn.
I'm going to read what he said. He said, if you drive, you got all four.
Yeah.
I got
and Juan Carlos, he got all six. Anybody worry about that.
How he's on his knees when he's on 4-4?
0652.
Good report, Sammy. How is he on his knees if he offering it to you? He giving you the spot.
Man, I'm not worried about that, man.
Make it make sense, for real. Keep it real. I'm just keeping it real. Make it make sense.
Antoine. Why what you brung?
Antoine.
Yeah, what's up?
You making the bad mouth crew look bad, real, real bad.
Why? Because I'm not locking somebody in?
You making them look real, real bad. Holy shit.
Sam, you terrible, Sam.
I'm stuck on the ant swat.
Good. Now I know where you at. Thank you. Hold on.
Antoine making them look real bad.
So how am I making him look bad because I didn't lock the man in from North versus South or when he wants to or lock the whole 2500 in because
no,
I didn't do read
told,
on his terms?
You just told somebody get off their knees when they're offering all four.
I'm not. Listen, just because he offered all four, I don't give a fuck what he says.
Mm.
The fuck, you think I give a fuck?
Well, you told me he got to get off his knees.
Next person shit. I don't give a fuck about that, Sammy. Sammy, he offered me all four knowing that I don't drive on nitrous.
Wait,
let's make it make sense.
I'm going to make sense to it right now. The reason you said he got to get off his knees because you're on your knees with the bikers in the gym.
You sound right retarded, Sammy. Fuck you. You on that dumb bullshit. Mm. There you go. But again, I already said that the truck is a 90%, 95% chance the truck won't be there. If the truck is there, I'm not locking nothing in for Norfolk stuff. If it's there, I'll catch a motherfucker on property. That's what it is. So why is you still bumping your chest about North versus South? You think I'm worried about a motherfucker who can't on nitrous, who can't even fucking be EJ on motor? Make it make sense, man. I don't give a flying fuck about him.
Man, man, you lost to Cliffy, and you're dogging on EJ?
Dog, yes, I did lose to Cliffy. Yes, I did lose to Cliffy. So fucking what? What difference does it matter? I took an L. You can take an L. Who cares?
Wait,
Sammy,
hold on.
Who cares?
No.
I lost to Cliffy.
You just
yes,
dogging
I
on my
did.
Man EJ. You dogging on my man EJ.
You just didn't comprehend what I said. You really didn't comprehend what I said.
I kind of.
But I'm going to let you
have
it. So my point is this, Sammy. I'm not worried about
what you're
talking
about EJ.
Offers me at all. Dogs, you didn't. Oh, Jesus.
You dogged on EJ.
How did I dog up EJ? You didn't listen to what I said.
I don't want to listen to what I said. I'm going to mute. And I'm going to mute your mic.
Go on mute. Go on
go
mute
back
and list. go eat your sport-ass lamb. Now, fuck you.
Mm. Damn.
DuPont has spoke. Damn, Fat Albert. What'd you give him?
Joe, don't put this on me. Don't you put this on me. Don't you even do it.
But you did, something.
He took that honey, Joe. He took that honey that other day. Joe, he took the honey
all
the other
day. All I did was just read the Texas the way I received them.
He read the Texas verbatim.
Verbatim.
The problem with Antoine, he took the honey, and he's at a gym right now with all dudes. It's an all male gym.
He's
hallucinating.
I seen the picture. Mm-mm. Nah. Mm-mm. I seen the picture of that.
No, he ain't in no gym with all men. No, he ain't in no gym with all
men. He might work. Look, he might be working out all night long.
Hey, Joe, listen. I tell you what, I'm about to leave this motherfucker right now. You call me about 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll probably be right back in this motherfucker.
Dude.
But nah, man. Hey, this all it is. I'm not locking no reason for North versus South. If the truck is there, it's there. If it ain't, it ain't. Because like I said, I was going on vacation. But if it's there, you can best believe I'm tapping on some fucking shoulders. Plain and simple.
Okay.
Straight like
okay.
that.
Okay. But that's all. Okay,
listen, I'm gonna put like this. I'm standing in front of trailer doors and everything. If that bitch is there, you can have no other way but to race me when I come to you.